Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1067. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the run.
Emma, don't do your mom by your
first. Emma, bananas, fantastic.
Your mom takes it up the bung.
It's the Don and Mike show,
and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I saw them last night with my eyes, and I heard them all last night in College Park, Maryland.
There they are.
I'm not arguing with you today.
There's Rich and Reg.
I believe I did see those people out there.
There they are, the Maryland fans.
It's a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Significant Other and all the ships at sea. Please stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Line Wild, with your host, Todd Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Tuesday, April 2nd.
Right.
And here's your phone numbers. Even though we just played the tape, I like to repeat them. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., WJFK, home of the Maryland Terrapins.
Wake up,
Let's riot. Let's tear the place up. National champion, Maryland Terrapins.
I go to college.
202-432-1067. And from New York on WNEW 877-692-1027. There he is right there. He demands to be introduced every day at the beginning of the show.
He does indeed.
He's that way. Out of control. Buzz Burbank.
A loose cannon.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
Just freaking nutsiest. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
You're on the air.
Oh.
Maryland fan?
Fear the turtle.
Hello. Sounds like it, Mike. Sounds like it could have been our first Maryland fan of the day check.
We're the best there is.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I'm calling from Philadelphia. I have a question about your radio program.
Yes.
You guys, I noticed it seems to be a good trend now to have a professional comedian be a part of the show. Why don't you guys do that?
Well, there are lots of shows that have comedians.
Nothing like getting a loaded one right at the beginning of the show.
There are a lot of shows that have comedians, and we're one that doesn't rely on comedians for our show.
I think, really, if you followed the history of this show, you would conclude that, you know, I don't want to make a blanket statement, but I will, that we are not particularly fond of comedians.
Uh-huh.
No.
Thanks to Mark Price.
Yeah.
Skippy.
Skippy from Family Ties.
Scarred. Scarred by Skippy.
He ruined us for comedians everywhere.
Thank you, my friend.
A good day.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. We're doing great, thanks.
I have one question and a bitch. How about that?
Well, you have one question and a bitch?
Yes.
You want to lodge your bitch first, or...
It's not a bitch about your show. It's a bitch about the listeners, okay, who listen to multiple shows, okay, where they call you guys, and they listen to you guys, but then they call another show and bitch about the bits that were done in the morning.
Can't stop that.
I understand.
Can't stop it.
But they should be true. They should be true listeners.
Well, they should be shot.
You know?
They should be
hung.
Right, yes. Drawn and quartered.
And they should be set on fire along with the subway and the tippy taco stand in College Park, Maryland.
And all the women, the elderly women and their families should be put in one of your leisure camps.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to say, hey, Mike, that's called a championship celebration, something the Red Sox will never see.
Are you a Maryland fan, sir? A little bitter?
No, actually.
I mean, you're a little angry at my early comments here. Is that what it is?
Well, you know.
I can understand. I mean, I'm prepared to take the heat about that. It's just, I watched a lot. I watched the entire game last night.
Pedro was pretty strong yesterday.
Yeah, Pedro did really well.
Listen,
let me answer this, Don. You can't hit me and run like that. I'm going to say right now that I love Gary Williams. Gary Williams coached today, you, when I was there, and I was really happy for him. And it was just, I'm laughing at the celebrants last night. It was fun to watch.
The riots were hilarious, especially if you watched them on Channel 9.
Right.
And I don't know if you watch it.
I watched all of it on Channel 9.
Okay. Then did you see the part that I saw that made me laugh the most? At one point, they got a split screen. Okay?
Right.
They got, like, two helicopters.
Yeah, they're showing one bonfire, then another bonfire.
They're showing a bonfire, and they're showing the kids who are tipping over a car. And at one point, the anchor man, Bruce Johnston, as this is happening, he says on the air, why am I saying this? You're seeing the same thing I'm saying.
Exactly. He was saying, there's a bonfire right there.
and
the flames are getting bigger.
And he stops himself and he says on the air, why am I saying this? You're seeing it just like I am.
And then there was the one lady out there, the reporter for Channel 9, the lady that was down in the thick of it that almost got molested during one of her reports. You know, the thing that was a little trouble with at the very end of the game last night is when they would show the live shot of Cole Fieldhouse, and they'd be kind of clapping their hands a little bit. You know, and they were winning the national championship, and they would be, you know, just sort of clapping their hands. And then they'd realize they were on camera, and they'd go, hey!
And now we, of course, sent Slow Joe Ardinger out. And I think we're going to have that tape in a second here. Yeah,
there were six helicopters in the sky.
Wow.
There were more cops than I've ever want to see in my life.
Joe, we had a little side pool going on. If at some point you actually would become one of the revelers yourself.
Next year I'm not working the gig. I'm going to go hang out.
Oh, really? You had a good time, huh?
There's going to be a lot of unwanted pregnancies. There'll be a lot of girls on the internet today that don't realize that they're on the internet.
Really?
Oh, lots of girls getting naked and stuff yesterday.
Showing their bitties.
Wow. Did you manage to have a couple of adult beverages last night watching the game?
No, I worked it.
You worked diligently thinking about the show?
Yeah.
Good for you.
So where are we on? Just the regular pharmaceuticals?
No, I'm off the farm these days.
Off the farm?
Off the farm. So there were no chemicals in your system whatsoever, including alcohol?
Right.
Wow. Right. Yeah, you seem fresh today.
Eh. Huh. I didn't get home till like 1.
Really? All right, Joe. Well, we'll hear the tape of Joe's experience in College Park momentarily.
Fantastic.
Where he was there during the celebration. The rioting.
Yes.
That was, you know, when you cut past all the rioting and stuff, really, that was like the suckiest basketball game I've ever seen in my life. So many guys having the ball stolen from them. Many guys just throwing up junk shots.
Man, I am not a student of the game, as many people are, but that was one seriously uptight, sloppy group of kids last night. It really was.
It reminded me of when I coached Bart. Back when Bart had, I coached him in 6th grade, 7th grade, and his 8th grade team.
Trying to think, number 50 for Indiana, who just couldn't do it.
The poor guy, he'd be down in the post, he'd get the ball,
and he wouldn't even be able to get it in the air.
It would freeze. Just freeze.
But Juan Dixon did it.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I wanted
Don
to get
and News
9 the award for last night on riot coverage, but she had 8 was actually a good second.
Really?
Yeah, I was flipping around in NBC and
riot coverage
in there. ABC, they just couldn't hang with the peak of the rioting.
Yeah, Channel 9 does get the prize here. And they were the station that covered the game. So.
We're lucky we live in the country we do.
Yes.
You know, when you were sitting there and you know they're out there. Their team wins a basketball game, the national championship, and you celebrate by pelting the authorities with, like, bottles and rocks. And the cops are just standing there, you know, fending off the bottles. I guess one cop got his teeth knocked out.
Yeah.
You know, and they were talking about, well, they're showing incredible patience out here.
At one point, did you see when they had the helicopter shot, they had three guys on the ground.
Right.
And they had, like, packing tape stuff behind their, they had them on the ground with their hands behind their back. And the reporter was saying, it appears the police may have had their fill.
Yeah.
That now the police are starting to take control.
Did you see the one drunk guy with the red shirt on that was walking up to the row of police with their barrack, and just like pushing him?
Yeah.
I mean, just, and then his friend pulled him away, and that's when you realized how effed up the guy was. The guy was barely able to stand. It was amazing.
He was excited, Mike.
He was very excited. Well, they all were. I was excited for Maryland.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, Buzz. Happy Tuesday to you guys.
Right.
Hey, probably outdone by the Joe show today in uncomfortableness, but I want to thank you guys yesterday for the most exciting and uncomfortable show I've ever heard on WJFK ever.
Oh, thank you.
What a piece of mess Alan is on the air.
I'm our general manager.
Yeah. Tell him never to do a G. Gordon Liddy impression ever again. I messed my pants.
I knew you had an agenda, you ass.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Hi, this is OJ.
OJ Simpson?
Yes.
Hey, huh. Juice, what's up, Juice?
Now, listen.
That's uncalled for.
Juice, you can't use that language now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, it's better.
What a good boy.
As long as he apologized.
They're out there. You know, the energy from the big national championship is still carrying into today.
Hello, Donna Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Donna Mike?
Hey.
Dude, it was awesome last night. We went around for Joe. We couldn't find him.
Are you a Maryland student?
A Maryland student.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It was awesome last night. I mean, it looked awful from TV, but we had a blast. More breaths than I've seen all year.
Wow. You know, really, in fairness to the students out there, you saw the bonfires, but you saw the bonfires in a distance, because they didn't have the cameras. They either had aerial shots or from a long distance. And the kids looked like they were like, a lot of kids looked like they were walking away from it, you know. And then you would see the close-up shot. I think it was two extremes. You had everybody that was out there partying and having a good time. And then you had the guys that were running through the bonfire.
Oh,
you know, the real, like, aye.
We were on frat row, and it was getting kind of late. And all of a sudden, these guys are doing cartwheels through the fire.
Goddamn.
They're cutting their hands bloody with, like, second-degree burns.
Sure, right.
Looking at you with that blank, like, drunk look on their face.
Those were Maryland grad students.
Let's go Terps.
Blood is red. Red is the Terps color.
Power of the turtle.
Bleed.
Hello, Don on my show.
Duh.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. I am just calling. Actually, I'm so excited to be on the air, first of all, but I'm actually on campus right now.
Oh, at Maryland?
I'm getting ready to go to a class.
Isn't that on campus?
I'm on campus.
Aren't you on campus?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
On campus.
Okay.
On campus.
Okay. And I just drove past some burned, you know, rubble and stuff like that as I was driving in.
I thought you were going to say burned bodies.
I wish, but that aside, I just want to have a little bit of a bitch session here, so just bear with me.
Go ahead.
I've been, you know, looking at, over the last couple of years I've been going here, I'm actually in a grad program, looking at how the cops treat the students versus how they treat the actual residents and citizens of, you know, Prince George's County in general. Okay, anyway, I am just saying that had the makeup of the student body been a little bit different, I think the cops would have been a hell of a lot more aggressive, and that just kind of pissed me off.
Now, what do you mean by that?
What's your point?
If the makeup of the student body had been different, the cops would have been more aggressive. What do you mean?
Okay, here's what I'm saying. You know how the relationship is between the Prince George's County Police and the black residents of Hyattsville.
Well documented. Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Right.
You know, what makes me angry is that, you know, you've got this group of thousands of...
Oh, hold on. I love you, Chris. I got it. What you say? If it wasn't all white kids, then they would have been in their busting heads.
Bingo.
All right, hold on. Let me go to Joe Ardinger, who has come back into the studio to offer something.
That's not true. I'll tell you what the cops had to deal with. At first, they thought they were going to put on a good front. And there was actually, at one point on the tape, you'll notice that a gun was drawn. But what happened was, within 5 minutes, you had from 500 students to about 6,000 people in about 15 minutes. And there was only 100 cops. And that's when the game was up.
So what you're saying, Joe, it's not a black-white thing. It's more numbers. They just couldn't handle it if things got out of hand.
And overall, everything was okay. I mean, I was...
I don't know. I'm with the caller.
I am, too. I'm with the caller.
You know,
with
this has happened a couple of times now with the way that the students have reacted to winning a game or losing a game. I mean, you know, just the Duke game from last year. I mean, it just seems to me that they're a little...
Damn whites always get their way.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
It's a white man's world.
Sorry,
well,
honey.
Unfortunately, you know.
It's a white man's world. I couldn't, you know, being a strong black man myself, I could not agree with you more.
I'm a strong black female, so I'm right there with you. So
you know, I didn't see a lot of people of color last night celebrating.
Because we're too bright to be there in that whole mess of thousands of students acting crazy.
But I saw some. There were a lot of black kids at Cole Fieldhouse, but it was just on camera last night. I mean, the ones like, I didn't see any black guys cartwheeling through a bonfire.
There you go, because we're a little bit brighter. It's kind of like the black people in horror movies.
You know where I saw some black guys? I saw some black guys winning the game last night. There you go.
I mean, Maryland has the one white guy.
Yeah, but Indiana.
The one white guy who apparently played, like, the worst game of his life.
Blake, is that the guy's name?
Yeah, the guy who they're saying, like, is the best player of all time, and the guy looked like he was a CP victim.
Right.
Every time he would get the ball, he would like spastically throw it with one hand.
Meanwhile, the Hoosiers have a black coach, but it looks like all their players, you know, from the Bobby Knight era, they got him over in like Stuttgart.
No, but he got some colored guys in the game.
Yeah, but not. I mean, Indiana is like the Boston Celtics of the of college basketball.
Well, I think 4 out of the 5 starters are white.
Right.
But,
yeah, well, that's my point, right? And they're not just white, they're white.
You know, they're like, hi there. Can I have some goofy grape, please?
They're like turbo white. But they're goofy looking. They're going to be successful white NBA players because you've always maintained that. The white guys in the NBA, you know, they have to look like they're almost challenged. You know,
it all goes back to like Larry Bird, right. Evan McHale,
mm-hmm.
You know, all those guys. They kind of look like if you just saw them wearing their street clothes and you said, this guy's retarded. You might look at Larry Bird.
Who's the guy who used to play for the Pistons?
Oh, Bill Laimbeer. you just look at a picture of Bill Laimbeer. You know, this guy is mentally challenged. His IQ is 35. And you look at him like in a pair of overalls and you go, yeah, the guy's a retard.
No, for all the oldsters there, another great Maryland player, Tom McMillan.
Tom McMillan.
Thank you very much.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
He was a congressman.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Oops.
All right, we lost another rioter there on the telephone. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike, how you doing?
Hi, great, thanks.
Hey, could Chris Wilcox and that Timothy McVeigh clone Steve Blake look any dumber than they are?
He's got a point.
Good
I'm
God,
sorry.
I think the fine scholars over at College Park made them look, were the only ones that looked stupider last night. But hey, DAs, act stupider. Like you've been there before. That was just pathetic.
Well,
when they lose, Jesus Christ.
They had been there before. Maryland's been to the Final Four before.
They riot when they win, they riot when now, they lose. You know,
in fairness, did they not also riot last night in Indiana?
Yeah, did they? Yeah,
yeah.
The same kind of trouble. Even more people were arrested there because they lost.
All right, can't make it exclusive to Maryland.
No, not at all.
No, it's a nationwide phenomenon, Mike.
The issue here is not whether we had a few friends with our party guests. We did.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Don Mike, I ain't really upset at you.
Oh, thank you.
The conversation that we had last week about the DOT, it just wasn't enough. I just wanted to put it on the air and just let everyone know how much of a DA you are for putting it out there.
What are you talking about?
Is this the same guy that wanted to argue with me because I talked about the DOT thing with my friend?
No, this is a guy that's saying, you know, everyone, his friend is Craig Wilson. I just want to put it out there.
Okay. What?
Well, you're all
the
over
other member
the
of your gang was Craig Wilson.
Craig Wilson.
All right. All right.
Thank you. Jesus. Goodbye. You know, I urge you callers, especially today after a day of heavy rioting.
The amateur comedians.
Please, what you want to do is go to Funny Bones, Giggles, The Improv. Work on your material there. Go to amateur night. Go to open mic. Not
hone it. Refine it.
Hone it and refine. You know, go to one of these radio shows that has a comedian. You know, study the radio shows that have full-time comedians.
Please. Amen.
Then call us.
Very good.
With your material.
I think that's a fine idea.
Let's go to JR now. Hello, JR, Don and Mike show.
Hey, JR.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
The reason why you guys were unprepared with the rioting is because Maryland just sucks in general.
Now, why do you make a sweeping generalization like that?
Because, what do you have, 100 cops? What do you expect a riot?
Now, you're from New York, right?
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn. There's no such thing as a riot. You get shot immediately.
Let me tell you something. If that had been, in fairness to New York City, if that had been New York, and they had an inkling that that was going to happen, you would not have had, what they have, 500 cops out there?
Yeah, something like that. They had this.
You would have added another zero to the police presence out there.
Yep.
You wouldn't have had one bonfire. It wouldn't have happened. Because, I mean, you know, I was down there when the president came through Manhattan. I don't know where they get the cops down there. I mean, and people will say they have more public service officials in New York City, which they do. But, I mean, I think really, when they were talking about, they're prepared.
No, you know.
I said, what are you going to do? Burn down a crab house?
I said it yesterday. Thank you, Jay.
The little neck clams are in trouble.
I said it yesterday, and I meant it. Two words for the cops when you're handling that situation. Live ammo.
Yeah.
All it takes...
You kill one or two.
Not even kill, Mike.
Really, maim?
Just shoot him in the ass.
Wing him. Kneecap him?
Just right in the ass.
Right in the ass.
You just shoot him in the ass, and then you as soon as the other guys see that one guy has actually really been shot,
right.
Not with like a paintball or one of those pepper spray balls.
Pepper balls, right.
But been shot with a real, actual bullet. End of problem.
There you go, finding the solution.
Live ammo.
Live ammunition.
So easy. Live ammo. Just like, as a matter of fact, at the end of Training Day, if you've seen the movie with Denzel, the very last scene, and if you haven't seen
it. Oh, no. I bought it yesterday at the video store.
Well, Mike, too
bad. Do I have to go la, 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 or what? Are you going to be giving away the ending here, Mike? Too bad. Thank you for your sensitivity, though.
The movie's only been out a year and won the Academy Award 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I've had a rough year, okay? Excuse me. Thank you very much.
Point of order, you're not allowed to reveal the ending until you've both seen it. That's
all right, well, then let
me
just say, someone in the movie... And
it has nothing to do. I wouldn't care if I hadn't purchased the movie yesterday. It just came out on DVD. That's why I'm very excited about that.
A week ago.
Yeah, that's just came out.
Well, no, just came out would be like, yeah.
Well, I'm not like you. I don't get a chance. You know, I've got some issues to deal with here. You know what I mean?
Now, listen,
and your kid is grown. My kids are 6 and 4. We can't get sitters. We don't get, even when I was married, we didn't get a chance to go to the movies.
We gave you a heads up yesterday about the Contender DVD.
You did. Absolutely.
Tried to help.
All I'm saying is if you're going, I am really excited about getting this DVD.
Never mind. If you're going to reveal it,
I'll go la, la, la.
Never mind.
You know, because, I mean, I really, this is like the... I've been waiting for this DVD to come out.
It's not that big a moment in the movie.
And he won the Oscar. I'm really super jacked to see this movie.
You'll love the movie.
I'm excited about this movie.
You'll love the movie.
If you had revealed it, would it have ruined the movie?
No!
All right. Then just why don't you do it? I'll just put my fingers in my ear.
Okay, there you go.
I'll listen.
At one point, Denzel Washington gets shot in the ass.
Okay.
By Ethan Hawke. Right. And he's standing there in the middle of the street, and he just says, I can't believe you just shot me in the ass. That's it.
Okay.
Mike.
You can come back now, Mike. Yeah. We done? All clear.
Yep, that's
all right,
it.
Good.
That's all. Gotcha. Okay. Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don. Mike, how you guys doing?
Doing great, thanks.
I'm one of those Indiana fans that now live in Virginia. So, you know, it's kind of a sad day for me. Just a couple things. You know, congratulations to Maryland. They got the title finally. They're just lucky as hell. You had two really crappy teams playing last night. If a good team was playing,
Neither team could have won that game last night.
Sure didn't look like some
crap.
Of the...
Indiana played like crap.
It didn't look like some of the championship games. That's the only basketball game I've watched all year.
You could have put, like, a graphic on the bottom, really, like Special Olympics.
Yeah, you know, Indiana shoots 2 free throws, the least amount of any team since 1944.
And how about the steals? I mean, were their eyes open when they were breaking up the court? What was the deal? I mean, they'd start out and be like, stealing, go, get stolen, get stolen.
Oh, it's another steal. It's another steal. Hello, Michael. Donna Mike Show. Hello, Michael.
Oh, dear.
Listen, hold on.
That might have shut down the phone bank.
I think it did. Now, if you want to call us seasuckers, you simply say, what's wrong with you seasuckers? You can't say the word, though.
No.
You dumb seasucker. Dumb MF-er.
Nice he didn't need to get that upset just because Don let the ending go to training day.
Like, that's not why he called. You don't watch it. I am going to let the ending go, and I'm going to say it at a time when you're totally unprepared for it.
Why do I think that's going to happen no matter what I do today?
No, it won't. No, it won't, because I know you're going through this tough time.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I like doing the quotation marks like Dr. Evil.
This tough time.
Tough time.
Real sensitive.
Tough time.
Oh, my God.
But I did give you the heads up with the Contender DVD.
Yeah, and I love now watching those little segments, and I had not done that on the Contender. And that is one of our favorite movies. We watch it all the time.
Absolutely. The Contender's a movie I'm like a mental patient with. I can watch it a million times. I got the DVD, and it has scenes that the director decided to take out of the movie.
Right.
Scenes that when I watched them, I was watching thinking, he should have left this stuff in.
Oh, I'd like to see that. I haven't seen that yet. I like Sam Elliott in that movie.
Real good.
You're
stuff.
Right. It absolutely is inappropriate.
This country can tolerate a lot, but it cannot tolerate a vice president with a mouthful of C.
Defend yourself, Lane. You know, for people that, you know, we're probably in the distinct minority for people who are that passionate about that movie.
I don't think that The Contender was ever a big box office winner.
No. Great, man. I mean, I really think that's the way it was. I think Jeff Bridges reminds me of probably the way Clinton was when he was in there, the way he handled people, you know. You want a sandwich? That's shark steak, you know. Otto! I'm sorry, we're getting real obscure here.
As it turns out, I saw this in a movie one time. It is the greatest perk in the world. You can get anything you want. Otto, I'd like some General Chow's chicken.
Kung Pao chicken.
Kung Pao chicken with walnuts. No problem, sir. I'll catch him one day.
Hey, we don't want the wheels to fall off the wagon. That's just if you want to rent a movie, if you want to get a good DVD, go get The Contender. It is. I think it got a few Oscar nominations.
Sounds good.
It's a great movie.
Another great scene is when Gary Oldman.
Oh, the best eating scenes in the world.
He's sitting and he's waiting for what's her name, Lane Hansen, to come in.
Right.
And he's eating the porterhouse. And he goes, and he's talking as he's eating, going, I have, you're late. And she goes, well, not too late, I hope. And he goes, I've already ordered for you. The porterhouse is
fantastic.
You want it? And the waiter comes over and says, hello, Senator. And she says, hi, I think... And
I'll have the penne.
Yeah, and Gary Oldman says, I've already ordered for the porterhouse. You know, have it blackened like mine.
And they show like the close-up of the meat that he's eating. There's a big like tie-in between him being a meat eater, being a carnivore. It's a fascinating movie.
You got to rent the movie. I know.
Spicy or not?
Right now, we're talking to the smallest possible percentage of our listening audience.
It has always been my experience when we talk about a movie like this, there are other people that have discovered it and are as passionate about it as we are. That is a wonderful movie, and I think it's what politics really is about. I hope it is. I think it's fantastic.
Sure. You really don't want alcohol on your breath when you're about to meet the President of the United States.
That's right.
It's on HBO a whole bunch.
Yes, it is.
So it's real easy to
catch. Absolutely.
It's good movies.
It's the best. Okay, hold on. A couple more calls. I want to get to Joe's tape here. We got Joe at the riot.
Yeah.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
What's going on today?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, I was calling to see, did you ever call the monkey that runs a station in Wichita, Kansas?
No, as a matter of fact, I have asked Lisa, now, let me see, I found about the KFHR station in Wichita went on FM last week, and I asked Lisa to call the program director Friday. Also yesterday, Monday, even though it was April Fool's Day, mm-hmm. and asked her today to call the guy and tell the guy to come on the air with us that we'd like to find out how come he won't run the show live in Wichita now that we're on FM in Wichita. Mm-hmm. So I promise if we get a chance, we're going to get to it today.
All right.
But we're working on it.
Do that.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Do that. We will do that. Oh, Mike, I know you hate being out of the loop, but mm-hmm. I love leaving you out of the loop when we have a new contest.
I understand, Dave.
And we have a new contest.
We do?
We have a brand new contest.
Did you allude to this one briefly yesterday?
The Celebrity Burp.
Sounds fantastic. Yes.
The Celebrity Burp. Worth big cash money on the Don and Mike show.
This is great.
And now these are not just people pretending to burp. What you will hear after the celebrity burp is guessed, you will actually hear the celebrity say, you'll hear the burp, and then you'll hear the celebrity say, hi, this is
blank.
Blank, and
congratulations.
Congratulations. You've just won in the Celebrity Burp Contest.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a question.
Are these celebrity burps that we've heard on the show before, or are these fresh, brand new celebrity burps? Wow.
Brand new celebrity burps.
So we have gone out and requested.
Yes, we have.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I present to you now, for the first time ever, you have a chance to guess here in just a moment. Mm-hmm. Today will be the first day of the contest. And since it's the first day, of course, I'm going to offer ungodly amounts of money.
Good for you.
That we will really get our ass,
what celebrity's burping?
Our underpants rung up the flagpole if we give away the money.
Right.
But we're going to start with $100 and add money every time.
And this will be ongoing until someone guesses the celebrity that's burping.
Yes, and then we will move on to celebrity number two,
fantastic.
Celebrity number three, celebrity number four. Here is your bonus listen of the first celebrity burp.
Caller, name this secret celebrity burp.
Easy.
There you go.
Shut up, Rob. let me see.
Well, get hold of here.
Caller, name this secret celebrity burp.
There you go.
You know, can I offer some insight here? I'm not giving anything away.
I'm gonna give a hint.
I'm just gonna say to me,
yeah.
And I've never heard it. You know this. I'm completely out of the loop about this. It is a youthful sounding burp. That's all I'm gonna say.
I can't comment.
Okay.
All I will say, I will give a hint when we run the contest. Right. I will give you one hint
already
to begin. Just one. Here's all I'm gonna say, Rob. Okay.
Oh, I forgot. You know, we've got the same dynamic that we've had with other contests now.
Yes.
Where when Rob looked at me in the eye and went, easy, that
yeah.
cruel, hateful look that he had
mm-hmm.
would indicate that he doesn't want the callers to win. Let me tell you right now, I'm rooting for you, listeners, and I'm going to tell you why I am. Because Rob Spiewak doesn't want you to win this contest. He doesn't want you to win ever.
No, Rob and I have just...
He would like to have 1 year of you guessing this one burp
right.
and never get it. Caller, name this secret celebrity burp.
There you go. And Rob, I will tell you that the clue that I just wrote down, Rob not only approved of, but added to.
Ah.
Added to.
Do you know why? Because he knows that clue will not give anyone a chance.
Well, No, the clue will help you out.
It's safe.
And the clue will at least put you in the right direction.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Just wanted to call and talk about The Contender. I've seen that movie a number of times, and I didn't know that you guys were big fans of it because...
Huge fans.
It's an amazing movie. That movie's nothing without Sam Elliott either. I think Sam Elliott's character...
I believe that you have nailed it, that Sam Elliott makes that movie.
No. I would disagree that Gary Oldman makes the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, because it's a tie.
Because you know what?
Actually, without Gary Oldman, the movie doesn't exist.
That's true.
The first time I saw the movie,
right?
I knew Gary Oldman was in it.
Yeah.
And at the very end of the movie, I said, where was Gary Oldman?
Because he's right. that incredible
wow.
the way
yeah.
you know he makes himself up. Sam Elliott and Gary Oldman are, just fantastic.
And
Jeff Bridges is
he's
fantastic
great as
the
well.
President, too. He's great.
They're all good. You know, that Joan Allen,
I agree.
Do without her.
Yeah, but you know, for that role, I think she found her perfect role. I really do. But, you know, I think she plays everything the exact same, though. That stoic kind of...
Yeah. You know what's scary is that, I guess, every character in that movie is based on someone probably in real life. And whoever the Gary Oldman character is based on, to think that there's somebody out there that's like that's kind of scary to think about.
Yeah, well, I think that there are probably many, many people on the Hill.
Shelley Runyon.
Shelley Runyon. On a shell. They call me Honest Shell. And here's why I think Joan Allen was perfect in that movie, because you needed somebody who had an air of decency, propriety, somebody who would, you would, when you heard about those allegations, it would make you, the viewer of the movie, feel uncomfortable.
Shocking.
And that's because she, anything sexual with her always makes me feel kind of oogie, because I don't think of her as a sexual person.
Nor do I.
The Gary Oldman character, I actually know who it was based on The Hill, is Barbara Mikulski. She loved to eat meat.
Oh, hello, God. Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Don Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm checking in from College Park. Last night, I stayed home to watch the game. I didn't know how good the game was going to be. I didn't know who was going to win, but I knew the Riots wouldn't let us down.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Riots.
You see when they pass the mattress out to the bonfire?
There you go. Nothing gets a bonfire going better than a mattress.
Got to keep it going.
Jesus Christ. I promise we will start Joe's tape in a moment. Here, as a matter of fact, is a picture of our own Joe Ardinger that I think it'll be available on the web soon at WNEW.com. Joe actually
fantastic.
Talking to some of the revelers last night.
That's very exciting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Radio Toads.
Hi.
Hey, I called in to play Who Farted?
No. It's the celebrity burp, and you got to wait until we ask for the 100th caller.
Well, that burp smelled a little like Rumpelmintz. I thought maybe it was Mike.
No, not me, sir. And that whole thing with Rumpelmintz, I got to be honest. Rumpelmintz probably in my early 20s was the last time that crossed my lips.
Gotcha.
Not a big fan of that stuff.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gets in the way
Hello,
of
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you?
Gets in the way of what?
Yeah, and Rumpelmintz, you put on your pancakes, for God's sake. Give me some real booze.
Good stuff. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you guys doing today?
We're great, thank you.
I love the idea of the secret celebrity burp contest, and I look forward to listening to it.
Let me just say so. I guarantee you're going to hate it 2 weeks from now when we don't have a winner. 2 weeks from now when I have to start giving clues. But I will say this. You will not be disappointed.
Right. That's a good clue.
You will not be disappointed by the identity of the first celebrity burper.
I have but one question.
Yeah.
At any chance will you be mixing in that archive file you have of Brooks Robinson burping about 20 years ago?
Oh, you know, we didn't play any of our baseball tapes.
Oh, we should,
and
right?
Probably today we'll play some of our baseball tapes.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yesterday was opening day. Yeah, we'll play some. We'll play the Brooks Robinson burping tape, sure.
Is there anyone, can I put in a, do we have that? We don't have the one that I love the most. The one, the Earl Weaver actually during the game.
No.
We don't have that anymore.
We lost that one.
Oh, I love that
the
one.
The tape on that one busted.
We got plenty of Tommy Lasorda, right?
Yes, we
and
do.
Lee Elia? Do we still have the Lee
Elia
tape?
We have the Elia tapes, and we also have the greatest Earl Weaver one ever.
Is that it?
That's the one? Mike's tape, where he argues on the mound.
Oh, the one where he goes, "You're here for one reason and one reason only, to F us." And then he goes in, and you hear the crowd, like, cheering Earl Weaver as he goes backwards and forwards. It's incredible.
Where's the other one about, you go F yourself?
Alice Sweet.
That's it on the
corner.
On the baseball, on the Baltimore effing Orioles effing baseball network.
And don't forget Tommy Lasorda.
Get them all out, Rob. Yeah. Get, you know,
fantastic. Yeah. You know, they're all wonderful. They're all fantastic.
We'll use them all as rejoiners today. Also get the one about take it to the fat man.
Goose Gossage.
Goose Gossage.
Fantastic.
Yeah, give me all the Tommy Lasorda tapes, please.
What's my opinion of his performance? Remember when they asked him about Kingman, when Kingman beat him with a home run?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, I called Joe Ardinger, and he put me through to play the game, but you guys aren't even playing it yet.
Now, how would Joe put you through to play the game?
I go, I want to play the game. He goes, okay, I'll put you through.
Well, Joe's hungover today.
Joe had a late night.
But my guess is to play to Puerto Rico.
No, I'm sorry, you can't guess. You can't, and if you're guessing Charlie Stossel, please remember I said celebrity.
Yeah, and Don also said you won't be disappointed.
Hello, Don and Mike Shell.
How you doing, Don?
Okay.
This is from Salt Lake City. I was wondering if you guys are still playing out here.
Playing in Salt Lake City? I don't know. Why?
Turn on the radio and see.
Well, yeah, that's what I've been doing all morning. I've been looking for you yesterday morning and this morning. I just can't find you guys anywhere.
Well, you used to listen to us there?
All the time, actually.
And you knew the radio station that we were on?
Yeah, 12:30.
Right, and you turned it on and we weren't there?
And you were not there.
Well, that would answer your question, wouldn't it?
There you go.
Awesome. I could just verify that.
Well, you know, I don't know. Unfortunately, our network is Westwood One, which is the network that doesn't tell you what's happening. As a matter of fact, we are seriously on, like, in 10 new cities that I know nothing about.
Yeah, they're doing their job, aren't they?
Yeah.
New cities.
They're clearing the cities all the time, and I think, I don't know, maybe somebody told me that we were canceled in Salt Lake City. Something that we ran during Best Of.
Really?
Something about genitalia, I think.
Oh, that's a shame.
Is that what did it? Oh, I know what it was. Lisa. Hey, Rami, come here. Didn't you tell me that we were canceled in Salt Lake City because of genitalia? I mean, we had never thought that that was an affiliate that was going to last long anyway.
Well, I'm originally from New York. I do wish you guys the best of luck, and when I get back there, I'll pop you guys on.
Well, sorry if that's true. Sorry we're not on there. It's always disappointing to lose an affiliate.
Yeah.
Well, I'll always be on your website, and you guys have a great day. And
nothing is more heartbreaking than, of course, losing the Salt Lake City affiliate.
Yeah. I tell you, it was a dream come true when we went on in Utah.
Ouch.
Down comes the house of cards.
Hold on a second. It was Charles Broyhill.
We were looking forward to such a long run there.
It was Charlie Broyhill. Hold on, what's this?
Hello.
Yeah, you told me that, right?
Yes, I did.
And the reason that they canceled was?
Too much discussion of female genitalia.
Oh, that's man.
No such thing.
They don't have that there.
All right.
Oh, they're pussies.
Thanks, Charlie.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Ow.
Ooh.
Ouch.
That was
all right.
Painful.
Clear them out. We're going to get right to Joe's tape of the riots.
Yay.
A big show for you today. Glad you're with us. Listen, if you want about the NCAAs, the monkey in the WNEW pool finished 14th out of 17th.
Mm, not bad.
So the monkey was 14th out of 17th.
Right.
In the WYSP pool, the monkey was 8th out of 15.
Mm-hmm.
And in the WJFK pool, the monkey was dead last.
Dead last.
Dead last.
Yeah, you can't rely on a monkey.
You sure can. That's why that monkey's dead today.
That's right.
Poor monkey. God damn you, monkey.
We're having monkey stew today.
God damn you.
Dinner.
You didn't pick the winner. Clear the lines out now. Get a call 100. Oh, and listen to this. Big, big, exciting stuff. The celebrity burp, your chance to win. And I'm not kidding. If you get the celebrity this time, I ask you not. $100,000.
Oh my God.
And you will not be disappointed.
$100,000.
Wow.
That's incredible. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
I mean, I'm saying it on the radio.
Boy, what about all those burp analysts out there?
if you can identify that celebrity burp, you'll win $100,000. Now, this is a limited time offer. This is a one-time offer. The first time we do the contest.
So the very first person to play the game will have the chance to pocket $100,000.
Yeah, no S. $100,000.
Impressive.
Be the 100th caller right now.
Good luck, Doc.
At 877-365-3636. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can you give us just a few basic comments about your feelings on the game?
Well, naturally, I feel bad about losing a ball game like that. There's no way you should lose that ball game, and that just doesn't make sense.
What's your opinion of King's performance?
What's my opinion of King's performance? What the f*** do you think is my opinion of it? I think it was put that in. I don't opinion of his performance. He beat us with three home runs. What the f*** do you mean? What is my opinion of his performance? How could you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his performance? He hit three home runs. I'm f***ed off to lose a f***ing game. And you ask me my opinion of his performance? I mean, that's a tough question to ask me, isn't it? What is my opinion of his performance?
Yes, it is. I asked it, and you gave me an answer.
Well, I didn't give you a good answer because I'm mad, but I mean...
That wasn't a good question.
That's a tough question to ask me right now. What is my opinion of his performance? I mean, you want me to tell you what my opinion of his performance is?
I just did.
That's right. Guy hits three home runs against us.
God created them because he was disappointed in monkeys. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
No other sport.
You get that kind of passion.
Down. Playing baseball dates for you all day today. And yes, the other big sporting news, baseball started. Maryland won the championship and rioted. And your fighting Gutterballs have come back.
Yeah.
To the D.C. Metro tomorrow night.
All right.
Come watch your fighting Gutterballs as we triumphantly return to action. Tomorrow night we take on the Pin Pals at Straight Bethesda.
That's a nice joint. I look forward to that.
Beautiful bowling alley, Bethesda, Maryland. Love to meet you. Come out. Get drunk with you.
Who's giving me a ride?
See you tomorrow night. See you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. That's when we'll be there.
Thanks, Buzz.
Lisa tells me that the program director from the station in Wichita is graciously going to join us on the air within the hour.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
It's been a long time since we've screamed at a program director.
That's for sure.
And he'll come on the air. We'll discuss what the F is going on in Wichita momentarily. Don and Mike Show, hello.
I'm the first contestant on Name That Burp.
Yes, you are the celebrity burp. And what's your name, my friend?
Ron.
Where are you from, Ron?
Baltimore.
All right, Ron, you've got the original Sin prize pack. And let me just say this also. Great to be back on live in Baltimore.
Yes, and congratulations to those O's yesterday. They had a very big win.
Yep. Thank you.
Beat the Yanks.
Yeah, and the Red Sox lost big.
Way to go, Pedro.
Way to go, Pedro.
And way to go, Clemens, as well.
Yeah, but, I think both the Red Sox and the Yankees will be back. Most definitely. Well, maybe the Yankees. Well, certainly.
Yeah. You won the original Sin prize back. You win the DVD with Antonio Banderas, Angelina Jolie, the unrated DVD.
Cool.
Original Sin. Too sexy for theaters. And this is the movie that Mr. Skin recommended in his Mr. Skin Minute.
Plenty of fur burgerage.
So, Andreas, he says you see Angelina Jolie's.
That's correct. When she's getting an oil change from Antonio Banderas.
So please enjoy that. Now, you're going to be the first person. We will never play for this amount of money again.
This is extremely exciting, even though, the odds are probably against the caller.
Because it's the first time, probably against the caller.
Well, I'm not sure. He might know.
I will give you a hint as to the identity of the very first Don and Mike celebrity burper.
Okay.
Entertainer.
Right.
Which means right away you can take out athletes, and I will further give you even more of a hint.
Now, Rob, can I have a pen?
It is an actor or an actress.
Very good.
Okay. Entertainer, an actor, or an actress.
And how much am I playing for?
$100,000.
No pressure.
No. Mike, it is not John Pop.
Okay.
It is not John Pop. You're playing for, and this is a one-time deal. Next time we're going to start the jackpot at $100. We'll just add money every time.
An entertainer.
Entertainer. Actor or an actress.
Ah, very good.
For $100,000, and we'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Good luck.
Caller, name this secret celebrity burp.
There. There it is now. Think about this. For $100,000, I guess you not. $100,000 on the line. An entertainer, an actor, or an actress. Is the first Don and Mike celebrity burper.
Is it Leah Remini?
Do you think we're stupid?
Gave it a shot.
Now, I see no reason to berate the caller who made a valiant effort, and I think it's a fine guess.
I figured she was
as an outsider, as somebody on the outside looking in, yeah. I didn't think of that, and I think that's a pretty good, about access to celebrities.
And you talk
about a lady that would do it.
Yeah, and Leah Remini would be everybody's first choice.
Well, that's true. But I still think it was a valiant effort on the part of the caller.
It's not Kevin James either. It's not Jerry Stiller either. Mm-hmm. It's nobody from King of Queens.
Right.
Nobody from King of Queens.
Damn.
You'll never get it. I guarantee you're not going to get it. And even with the clues, you're never going to get it. Yeah, right. Hoorah, boy. We were so close to giving away that $100,000.
You two are the most amazing sportsmen.
Honest to God.
Honestly, there's not a chance, but yet they're still gloating, which makes me laugh. It's amazing. Not a chance in hell. It's great to gloat when you have no chance of losing.
That's pretty funny. We're sitting here with four aces.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying? We got, sure. No matter what happens.
Surprised you two aren't doing a little dance. You know what I mean?
The house with the house money wins.
Right.
All right, thank you, my friend. And don't forget that every guest is a clue for you.
A clue for me.
Oh, we're sorry.
There you go. Thank you.
One in a bazillion chance of winning, and you guys are going, how stupid are you?
Now, once we start getting clues that are more specific,
uh-huh.
You will have a better chance. But I'm telling you, even when we get specific,
yeah.
You're still going to be surprised.
Yeah.
You're toying with it. And I'm going to hold on to this one. You will not be disappointed.
No,
you will not be.
You won't.
I promise you won't.
And I won't ask any other questions because I got a million of them.
I promise
as
you.
To why we won't be disappointed.
But let me just say, you won't be disappointed. Okay, last night the Maryland Terrapins, as you know, won the national championship. They beat Indiana in maybe the worst basketball game I've ever seen play. But still, nonetheless, they won the game. And they rioted in College Park, which is just 15 miles from where we do the radio show. And we sent our own Slow Joe Ardinger out last night to document the riots for us.
A mission he took very seriously. Joe indicated earlier that he didn't do a lot of partying. He was more focused on doing his job, recording the events as they happened.
Now, I think, Joe, would you come in for a second just to set this up? Because I think the instructions were, we had some prepared questions for Joe, but we're also going to let him wing it a little bit.
Right.
We wanted him to start the interview process around halftime.
Right.
And then get the majority of the stuff once the game was completed. Was that the schedule you stuck to?
I interviewed some people. A lot of people, when you walk around with a microphone, a lot of people are just ready to talk.
Right.
So I did some straight interviews. I got one guy on there that's very funny who just walks up to me and just starts talking into my microphone. And so I rolled tape on that. And then once the game was won, the interviews were off, and it's just a lot of ambience, fireworks, screaming, singing, cheering.
Anybody talk into your microphone after the game was won?
Yes, they screamed it into it, yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right, fantastic.
All right. I see at one point they're chanting, you suck?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Do you give a little narration, Joe? Do you give a little narration as to what you're seeing and what you're looking at?
A little bit, but I kind of just kept it ambient, you know?
All right.
Joe, did you press record on the tape recorder and just walk around? Is that
what
it was?
Yeah, a lot, yeah.
All right, here we go. Here is Joe Ardinger at the Maryland riots last night.
Checking and testing and testing and checking.
Oh, Rob, thank you.
Rob, come on, mono it out, Rob. It's just one channel.
Oh, just one channel?
Just one channel.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Here we go.
Neither do most of our listeners. Okay, and testing.
All right, Don and Mike, it's 10 o'clock at night. There's about 8 minutes left in the first half. And I was making great time on my way up to good old College Park. But once again, I'm thwarted by that four-lane whore known as the Beltway. Joe, I'll check back with you shortly.
Four-lane whore. I like that four-lane whore is good.
One of my favorite parts of Joe on tour is that we get Joe in his car telling us where he's going and what he's doing.
Joe always has a little trouble getting to the destination. And, well, in this particular case, it's a result of the four-lane whore.
All right, Don and Mike. It's 11 past 10 o'clock, and it's halftime, and I had hoped to be up there at halftime. However, thanks to the Beltway and the construction, the never-ending construction in Silver Spring, I am still on the Beltway.
Oh, God.
The thing should be picking up shortly.
Very good.
Check back with you soon.
You sound a little discouraged right now, Joe. You're a little mad.
Yeah, I was upset because I wanted to be there for halftime.
Right. What time did you leave the Virginia area?
I don't know.
Not in the clock.
All right. I don't know.
I know you're not in the clock.
Okay, Don and Mike. Still in the scar. It's 10:20.
10:20.
And I'm on Route 1, Baltimore Avenue, if you will. Maryland and Indiana. Heading on into College Park.
All right, so now he's on Route 1. He's on the main drag.
Got it. Right. I'm going to try to find a place to park where I can make a quick getaway if I have to.
Did you see lots of cars, Joe? Lots of people stacked up? Or
I got very fortunate on my parking space. I got a space two blocks away from all the action. But,
there
it was a scene.
All right. Here we go.
Don
morning, Mike.
Maryland.
I'm in the thick of it.
In your car.
Yeah. Let me get my bearings. They have shut down Route 1 right here by the right here in the area of the.
You know, and they called Ronald Reagan the great communicator.
There we go.
I mean, you are the Picasso of the airwaves.
I started tracking this way past this. Rob has set me up on this one.
Yeah, Rob has set you up.
All Rob's fault.
Campus.
So we'll be checking it out.
Now we're going to get some action. Here we go. You're walking now. I can hear you walking.
He's out of the car finally.
Right. Let's see if we find out what he's doing. See what happens. The sound of Joe walk.
I swear there's a riot in here somewhere.
Oh, this is pretty riveting stuff right here.
Pretty good. Hearing you pounding pavement.
It's ambient.
There's a lone car going by. I trust everybody's inside watching the game?
Yes.
Right. And on the sidewalks.
Oh, really?
Where are you right now as we hear this walking? I guess you wouldn't know.
Walking up to Route 1.
Walking up.
Walking through the parking lot.
Hey, I'm in College Park. And there are so many cops down here. I suppose you could pull a heist on the other side of the Beltway. And really get away with it.
To rob a gas station.
Really the way Joe.
Avenue.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's really the way Joe thinks.
So why
opportunities.
He was, right.
Why he was late.
Pull a heist.
And no one could touch you. Anyway, we're going up into the thick of it. I was fortunate enough to find a parking space. I hope I don't get towed, but it looks like it'll all be cool.
Joe, you seem to be whispering. Are you afraid of the law enforcement officials right now?
There's cops every 50 feet.
And that's just, in by nature, you get kind of quiet and shy when cops are around.
Yeah, conditioning. And we are heading up to Route 1. I'm just about a block away. I'll check in with you shortly. I can already hear lots of noise. Looks like I'm in front of all these frat houses and stuff.
Oh, when does the rioting start?
On Route 1, looking for people to hang with. And I can hear them in the distance.
I'm about a block away. You know, the subway was full of people last
night.
The subway in College Park was jam-packed with people.
Really?
The
subway was jam-packed. Okay.
All right, I'm just going to run some tape and let you guys get a feel for what's going on.
All right.
It's the second half. It's
new RJ Bentley's.
Quite a spirited crowd. Doesn't sound like a joke.
All right, so now we're getting the ambiance. Because none of us has ever been in a sports bar before while the game's being played.
I feel like I'm there.
Mike, lots of times, let me just tell you, lots of times they have jerseys and stuff on the wall.
Right.
And they'll have, 16, 17, 18 TVs.
Oh, that's incredible. Do they have, peanuts or something that you can snack on?
Yeah, and, wings.
Oh, that's
And what you don't get is all the cigarettes.
No. You know, sometimes, do they ever have, menus that are on pennants?
You got a good imagination on here.
A little pennant flag. I'm maybe sitting in a small version
riot here coming across the street now in front of RJ Bentley's.
We got a riot here?
Quite an atmosphere.
I didn't hear that. Right across from RJ Bentley's is all the TV crews. I suppose Pat Collins is over there somewhere. If I see him, I'll go talk to him.
That's a good idea.
On the street, Joe?
No, that's the bar behind me. I've got a bar behind me and cops 20 feet in front of me in riot gear.
You're outside.
Yeah, I'm outside.
So is this on
there's
the
a line of people around every bar looking through the windows watching on the televisions in the bar.
Gotcha.
CBS Radio.
Yeah, you want to answer some questions for me for CBS? Who are you rooting for?
Maryland.
All right. How do you feel about the outcome of the game?
Right now I'm happy, but it's too damn close, to be honest with you.
Are you going to riot tonight?
I was out here Saturday. I ain't having no piece of that, baby. I'm acting a fool. I wouldn't mind seeing some other stuff.
Mainly new girls.
Right on.
What's
up with the turtle? What do you know about the turtle?
Fear the turtle.
Gotta fear the turtle, man. I'm visiting from a neighboring school. How are you? But since it's all in the D.C. area, they got our love, too. So it's D.C., Maryland. So fear the turtle, baby. Fear the turtle. You wouldn't happen to know what make and model of automobile is the easiest to tip over, would you? Usually cop cars, because they're so heavy they're not used to the lightweight when they get out. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, I know.
If you could only pick one, which town in Indiana would you like to burn down the most? Bloomington, definitely. I'm from originally from Illinois. Oh, I hate Bloomington.
That ended up being my favorite question.
Hey, Joe, who's standing next to that guy? Is there like a drunk guy that's close by? I hear a guy that's slurring it.
Yeah, you'll get a lot of that in that tape. People just walking up and going right over our shoulders going, hey!
But that you got
that question turned out to be my favorite of the night because everybody's eyes lit up when
you said what town in Indiana would you like to burn down?
I thought it was the most awkward one, but it turned out to be the best one of the night.
How much have you had to drink tonight? I'm not much of a drinker. I'm naturally hyperactive, so I'm low. I'm low on the alcohol. Yeah. You have any thoughts for Radio's Don and Mike? Don and Mike, you said?
Yeah.
Hey, you should be out here. It's great. It's wonderful. Keep up the good work on the show. That's all I can say. Much love.
Well, what about the Molotov cocktail question? Did that one make it in?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Maybe I forgot that one on that interview, but I got it on another one.
Oh, good. Okay.
Excellent.
How do you best prepare a Molotov cocktail?
Ah, that's funny. Thanks a lot, man.
Great job.
There you go, Don and Mike. We're all having a good time out here tonight.
Okay.
Hey, my name's Joe. I'm from CBS Radio. Can you answer a few questions for me?
Sure.
Who are you rooting for tonight?
Maryland.
You know, and that's
who you're rooting for.
That's our favorite question.
Yeah, because you're in College Park.
He's at the University of Maryland.
Right.
Who are you rooting for tonight? Okay.
Can you see any action from out here?
Yeah, a little bit on the TV.
Is Elliot from DC 101 in here?
I think so.
Is he really?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the game so far?
It's awesome. I just came out from Phoenix for work. These guys rock.
Do you plan to riot tonight?
No, not at all.
What's the deal with the turtle? You know anything about the turtle?
I have no idea, but they're cool.
You wouldn't happen to know which make and model of an automobile is the easiest to tip over, would you?
The Yugo.
The Yugo.
Or we could definitely flip over a Mini.
If you put a Mini on the street,
Austin Mini.
If you put a Mini, I'll put it between my legs. I'll DDT the Mini.
Oh, God.
Another guy who came over my shoulder.
Honestly,
you want to say Michelob?
It's not normal. It's called vagina. I just put it on about 5 minutes ago.
If you could pick one, which town in Indiana would you like to burn the most?
Honestly, all of them, because I drove through the interstate on the way to Chicago. There's no lights. So I figure if someone lit the whole state ablaze, you may be able to see where you're going on the interstate.
Do you have a good recipe for a Molotov cocktail?
Yes, I do. A Molotov cocktail would be 151 because it'd be legal in the bars at that point. And besides that, you could just write it down and throw it in a towel head.
Any closing thoughts for Radio's Don and Mike?
What's that?
Any closing thoughts for Radio's Don and Mike?
Yes, Radio's Don and Mike. I would love to know what radio station you play on. I'd like to know where this guy got his shirt that looks like he came out of a wrestling match. And I'd also like to know why is Tree Spots off? Because we should embrace partying when Maryland wins.
All right, thanks.
No problem.
Exactly. Now that's an interview right there.
There you go. How come nobody set the disc jockey from DC 101 on fire?
Oh. I had a little more fun with those people a little later on.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
All right, good.
Don and Mike, they're having a great time. We've got just a few minutes left in the game. And then I think all hell's going to break loose. The police are out in the street. Nobody's allowed to go anywhere.
Joe, did you when you were recording the moment? Did you get the moment that the game was won? Were you recording when that happened?
In one bar, the people are singing "We Are the Champions." It's kind of cool.
Okay, great.
All right, we'll hear that in a minute.
Who are you rooting for tonight?
Maryland, of course.
You don't have a very good view of the game from out here, do you?
Right there.
Oh, you can see right in there? Right on.
Yeah.
What's the deal with the turtle? What do you know about the turtle?
The turtle, I know you rub them from good luck, and it gives you love from all the ladies all year long.
That's a popular line. It sounds like that one might work. You plan to riot tonight?
Right? Why would I do that?
I just want to have fun, party, have a good time.
Well, isn't that what having fun and partying is rioting?
Huh?
Isn't that what having fun and partying is, rioting?
No, having fun is just enjoying the evening, enjoying the wind. You know what I'm saying? Meet some folks, go home with some folks, and have a good time.
Do you know which make and model of automobile is easiest to tip over?
I would say a Ford Crown Vic.
There's a lot of those out here tonight. Huh? Well, do you have any closing thoughts for Radio's Don and Mike?
Don and Mike, they're the homies. I love them. They're great. And this is a great campus. No one really wants to get into any trouble. We all about partying, enjoying Maryland's win, which is bound to happen. And that's about it.
Great. Thanks, man.
All right, let's hear one more interview before we break, okay?
Hey, Joe, good job so far. I'm finding this very entertaining.
And then I think we're going to come up on the chanting with the winning. And,
very good.
And then it gets out of control then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. One more interview, I think we got.
I think there's 11:41 left in the game, and the game has just been tied up. Things are going to get heated up.
You can hear that.
I'm going to go find some more people. Let's see. I've crashed the DC-101 party, and I just saw 94.7 banners here at RJ Bentley's. I wonder if I can crash that.
Hey, you know, and let me just say to all the radio stations that were out there last night, like anyone who was there is going to remember that any of the radio stations were there.
Right. It's, it's better to do what we're doing.
You have people who are getting so polluted and so trashed that they're going to see a banner and they're not going to remember that it's a banner. Hey, this is classic rock.
94 point asterisk,
I think.
What?
Hey.
God, I'm horny. I just want to go home with a girl.
Burn Indiana.
And burn the interstate.
Come on. Hot coochies here, too. I'll tell you what.
Did you say there were some coochies there?
Hot ones.
Oh,
hot,
man.
Some hot coochies. Hot coochies.
To a couple more places that look good and packed. I'll get back with you in a minute.
How are you doing?
Can I ask you some questions?
Absolutely.
Who are you rooting for tonight?
I'm rooting for that girl over there. Right?
I was going to say, you don't have much of a view here.
I got the perfect view, man.
How do you feel about the game so far?
It was going well. It's getting a little scary right now. But here we go. Mel's coming back.
You plan on rioting tonight?
Rioting? I think we'll call it excessive cheering against the police.
What's the deal with the turtle? Do you know anything about the turtle?
The turtle? You're supposed to fear the turtle.
And what's the make and model of automobile that's easiest to tip over?
Police cruiser. That's a Crown Victorian.
Do you have a good recipe for a Molotov cocktail?
Yeah,
for
a actually, I don't.
If you could pick one town in Indiana to burn down, which one would it be?
Wherever that dude lives. That's a Hoosier fan. Whatever town he lives in, we'll burn his town down.
Indiana.
What town do you live in?
I'm not going to say. You know, burn my town
That's
down.
That's right.
Any closing thoughts for Radio's Don and Mike?
Go Maryland.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, well, let's
say so far, so good, Joe.
Let's take a break here. Now, Joe, are there many more interviews?
There's a few more, and I suggest we go through them because there's one guy who I didn't really interview so much as he just walked up and started talking into my microphone.
Okay, well, I'll be back with more of Joe Artinger at the Maryland riots last night. Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We got all these so-called fans that come out here and say they're Cub fans that are supposed to be behind you, ripping every thing you do. I'll tell you one thing. I hope we get hotter than just to stuff it up them 3,000 people that show up every day. Because if they're the real Chicago fans, they can kiss my ass right downtown and print it. They're really, really behind you around here. My I just should do go out there and let my players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the nickel dime people to show up. The mother don't even work. That's why they're out at the game. They ought to go out and get a job and find out what it's like to go out there and a living. 85% of the world's working. The other 15 come out here. The playground for the rip them like the players. Got guys in their and them people do. And that's the guns? My they talk about the great support that the players get around here. I haven't seen it this here.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
God damn it.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, very soon we're going to do this show, the all-caller show.
All right.
The train wreck show.
Oh, I think it's going to be great, Don.
I'm going to tell you what we're going to do with it. We're going to do it very soon. We're going to be in Philadelphia next week. Our first in studio at WYSB.
Oh, I've heard beautiful things about it. I'm looking forward to that.
Be in Philly on Monday and Tuesday. Then, as usual, up in New York after that with special stuff planned all along the way. And I think, well, I'm pretty sure we got another big station announcement coming very soon.
Excellent.
So let's just continue. Let's move forward. Let's
ever forward.
Let's move forward on my Johnson. Let's
join him.
Hey, Rob.
What is that from? Chevy Chase talking to you when you were on WLS.
That's right.
One of my favorite tapes of your BM period.
Before Mike.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? That was in the recesses of my mind.
Back when Chevy Chase was still funny.
Yeah. When Chevy Chase, like, this is around Saturday Night Live, right before he left Saturday Night Live.
Right.
When he was really funny.
Well, this is Chevy Chase. On behalf of Don Geronimo, who couldn't make it today, I'd just like to say that there's a man that... he's here. So let's join him. I mean, let's enjoy him. Let's sit on him. Let's turn him off the air. Don Geronimo.
There's Chevy Chase. Back when he was funny.
Yeah, how far they fall.
All right, back to Joe Hartinger and the rioting at College Park.
And I want to really compliment Joe, and I know Joe's paranoid about me. And, Joe, I just want to say you're doing a fantastic job on this. I would be one of the naysayers that, was worried about how this tape would turn out.
He was the right guy for the riots.
He was absolutely the perfect man for this assignment.
Right, we're going to hear a couple of more interviews, and then I believe the Maryland Terrapins win.
Yes.
And we will hear the moment of victory, and then you will hear the actual rioting.
Yeah, and apparently it's just... an open mic with all sorts of stuff going on.
So let's go back now to Joe last night at the Maryland Rugs.
I think those guys are pre-med.
Where's our Indiana fan over here? Right there. Hi. It's going to be a cold night. Keep bringing that coffee.
What's up, man? Come on.
I guess we're getting some ambiance now.
Oh, dude, what's up, Indiana fan? Come on now.
Where's Joe?
For CBS Radio?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Don and Mike, I've got four real hotties right here. And it occurred to me, since I'm walking around with a microphone, I might as well interview some of them. So, my name's Joe Hartinger. I'm from CBS Radio.
Listen to how he changes his act.
Yeah.
Now he's Joe Hartinger.
Now he's got four pieces of ass in front of him. I'm Joe Hartinger from CBS Radio.
I might as well interview some of them. So, my name's Joe Hartinger. I'm from CBS Radio. Who are you rooting for tonight?
The Terps. Maryland?
Yeah. What's the deal with the turtle? What do you know about the turtle?
I don't know too much about the turtle, but we took some pictures with him last year.
Are you girls going to riot tonight?
No. We'll be at the parties, but we're not going to be rioting.
Parties.
No, we're not going to riot. We're just going to suck a lot of dick. We're just going to let guys see all over our faces.
Everybody celebrates in their own way.
We're not going to riot.
It's party time.
No riot.
You wouldn't happen to know which make and model of automobile is the easiest to flip over, would you?
I'm going to go Ford. We'll go with the Ford. Yeah.
That's a consistent answer out there.
It's accurate because that's what we're driving at.
It's a little scary.
Everybody goes with a Ford.
The Ford Crown Vic. Very, very scary. You know?
From Molotov Cocktails.
Sorry? Can you back it up, Rob? I missed the beginning of that one.
Ford.
Got any good recipes for Molotov cocktails?
Some screwdriver?
That would be the alcohol.
If you could pick only one town in Indiana, which one would you like to burn down?
Indianapolis, that's the only one I know. We don't know any other one.
Here you go. There's a Maryland education panel for you.
There you go.
Indianapolis. That's the only one I know.
Only one I know. Have you girls had anything to drink tonight?
No.
We did.
We had.
What was it called?
I don't know what it was called. It was like orange soda and something.
Those are good. I like. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, there you go.
You should have them as a shooter. They're a lot better.
Yeah.
Do you have any closing thoughts for Radio's Don and Mike?
If there's any agents out there looking for some entertainment, my name is Cheyenne Johnson, and I am currently looking for some employment. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, no.
Okay. I think it's just a drunk guy caught up now.
They had something else here Saturday night.
Right.
So now they're overly sensitive to any type of
cheering
and overzealous people inside to the point of where they're kicking people out just because.
I believe this is just the drunk guy who. Right. This is a bitter drunk who obviously has some political statement to make.
It's just seen Joe with a microphone and his CBS thing. Is that right, Joe? This is just. Just the drunk guy that comes up to you?
I'm standing there kind of watching the game through a window, and I've got my microphone and my pad of paper, and this guy just comes right up and just starts. So
hey, Joe, how hot was Cheyenne?
They were awesome.
Yeah. Did you get anything last night?
No.
No five-star BJs?
No.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Okay, back to the drunk guy.
The fact that they're becoming overly zealous about the game.
Right. Unlike across the street where they're shouting, you suck. Right? Well, I mean, it seems kind of quiet over here.
Exactly, and that's why I don't understand why they're being, like, overly zealous about kicking people out over here. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a WHFS promotion. Maybe that has something.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
I'm overly zealous.
It's so great to hear the different kinds of drunks out there, and right. This is the guy who becomes intellectual when he drinks.
Overly zealous.
And I'm
getting to, they must have kicked him out, and then right. they were all yelling at him, you bitter. Suck, you suck. Right.
I was obviously removed from being too intellectual and zealous. Very zealous.
Overly zealous.
Overly zealous.
Right. But the one thing I have to say, though, is that because of basketball, because of the fact that we have got a great team here, it's not just a thing about our University of Maryland being a great team. I think it's about the whole United States and the fact that our athletic. We have such great athletes in the United States, seriously. Right. And that we have such great athletes in basketball.
He's solving
what's
the world's
being kicked
problems.
Out of the programs in elementary and junior high and high school right now are physical education programs. They're always receiving the cut. They don't. They shouldn't cut these programs out
what?
Because of the fact that these are the basis for our children. To experience
so effed up. He's solving all the world's problems 12 ounces at a time.
It's time for all Americans.
Zealous.
Because we have got such great athletes within our country that can play basketball so well. And this should get inspiration and hope, not just to the young boys, but to the young girls.
Are you going to riot tonight?
Am I going to riot tonight? No, I'm not necessarily going to riot tonight, but I'm definitely going to be a spectator if anything does go on tonight.
What's the deal with the turtle? I don't know anything about the turtle. Tell me about the turtle.
Well, the turtle, I think that the idea is that the fact that the terrapins, okay, it has a unique sound to it. I don't think it's the fact that it's a turtle. It's a terrapin. There's a difference. Okay, the only difference is in the actual name. Okay, but I think the name for it sounds so much greater emphasis
is
on
a genius
on a
here, isn't
spirit.
It?
You know, I'll say this for a guy who's bombed.
Right.
He has his moments of lucidity.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean, he's not. It's obvious that the guy's bombed.
Right. No, I like the guy.
But he's able to keep his sentence structure going.
I dig the guy. I kind of feel like I'm looking into a mirror.
than a turtle does.
What make and model of automobile is the easiest to flip over?
The easiest automobile to flip over? I'd have to say it was a Honda Civic.
Did anybody start riding at halftime to get an early start on it?
No, probably because of Saturday night's events. They probably wouldn't want to go ahead and start too early tonight. But let me tell you, the crowd's looking kind of, they look antsy.
Promising.
Oh, yeah. They look like they're ready to do something, and the police are here, and they're ready to basically handle the crowd. But I don't know if they're going to be able to handle it. But one thing I do have to say about the, you asked me about the turtle and the terrapin thing. But I have to say one thing about the Terrapins is that we are a second half ball team, okay? We come alive in the second half, down to the wire, okay? And that's the hare and the tortoise, okay? The old story about the hare and the tortoise, about how the tortoise comes in, but he's so long and he progresses at a pace. But the other team basically has always been fast, quick on the first half.
He's so drunk.
We're to build an endurance that we'd be able to.
I take back what I just said about this guy being kind of lucid.
Build upon his endurance. And I think that has improved our ball game, and we have been a second half team, and that's what brought us to the championship.
Okay. Right. So you think you're going to win tonight?
There's no doubt about it in my heart. I mean, I feel that we have the heart to do it tonight. We have the capability to do it tonight. If we can bring it together as a ball team, we've got an arsenal. Okay? We can shoot from the outside. We can work it on the inside. We can play man-to-man, and we can play D, and now we can play endurance game, okay? So there's pretty much nothing that we can.
God, don't you just want to smack this guy now?
Absolutely.
Yes. I mean, I've gone from liking him to thinking he was kind of cute to thinking maybe he was kind of lucid to now just.
I liked him a lot at the beginning. I hate him now, but I still feel like I'm looking in the mirror.
This is like a plane ride with Mike. I had the pleasure of sitting next to Mike O'Mara on an airplane.
F you.
The handle was in this game.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
Run, Joe, run.
My name's Joe. I'm with CBS Radio. Is this a WHFS promotion?
They're inside. So is PGC.
Is Johnny Rigg in there?
Not that I know, but I don't really know what he
goes. Johnny Riggs. Johnny Riggs is the disc jockey who got fired from WHFS when they found kitty porn on his computer.
Johnny Rigg. Oh, my God. That's good. I didn't know that. That's good, Joe.
Good ad lib, Joe. So I guess all of the other Infinity stations are there.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose.
Or
so.
I guess every radio station in town is there.
All right.
Except our station. We sent Joe.
Okay, thank you.
By the way, was it just me, or were you falling asleep during that guy's long-winded answers?
Very good, Joe.
Maybe 5 minutes left in the game. The riot police are coming out in full gear in front of the R.J. Bentley's and the Cornerstone. This is quite a charged atmosphere. Could be quite interesting. We're going to go back to the D.C. 101 party.
Oh. That's another local radio station.
Hey, Joe with CBS Radio. Can I ask you a question? What's your name?
James.
James. James is in front of the Cornerstone Grill. Is everybody being well behaved tonight?
So far.
So far? What do you think is going to happen in about 3.5 minutes?
This is a bouncer, incidentally, now that Joe saw you. It's a bouncer.
They're all going to come running out and jump this fence.
I see. Is Flounder in there?
I really don't know.
How about Elliot? What about Diane?
I really don't know.
Flounder's my favorite. Don't you think he's hilarious?
Who's that? I guess so.
And Diane, she's pretty witty, too.
Sure.
Thanks, man.
Joe, come here. Now you got to come explain yourself.
Is he talking about another show?
What, are you busting balls? What are you doing?
You got to figure out.
You got to let me in on the joke.
The joke is the guy has no idea who those people are.
Well, nor do we. So, I mean, you got to let us in on the joke, too.
I don't know. I guess Flounder's a sidekick for another show.
Oh, okay. All right. Now we understand.
Diane's the girl who chatters in the background.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Things are heating up, Don and Mike. 3:43 left in the game.
was just thinking about that for a second. God, that's wacky.
What?
You had a radio show and you had an intern, you named him Flounder. Like an Animal House.
Pretty funny.
Timely.
Yeah, write that one down.
Please do.
Flounder.
Rob?
Yes?
Henceforth, your name is Otter.
Mr. Blutars.
Buzz will be Bluto.
Good.
Oh, thank you.
Now I'm like, you're Bluto.
Thank you. It's a nice compliment.
Who is Tim Matheson?
He was,
I forgot what his nickname
was. Otter, and the other guy was
Pitcher. The guy who goes, it's Mr. Wonderful with a dozen roses for you.
He was Otter. And the
Otter wasn't Otter the... Yeah.
No, Otter's the guy who was whose girlfriend was banging Donald Sutherland, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't that Pinto?
That, is that Pinto?
Pledge. Pinto
the Pledge? Real
Flounder was one of the pledges, and then the other guy... Who was the other guy that was Tom Hulse? Was the other guy with Flounder, and what was...
Pinto.
That was Pinto, then... was Otter, and I don't even know what Tim Matheson's...
Matheson was Otter. The other guy was Boone.
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 Boone. You're
Boone.
Right.
Boone. Boone? God damn it.
I think Tim Matheson was Otter, and the other guy was Boone.
Yeah, the guy that was, what's his name?
All right, well, then, hold on. So maybe someone can help us. Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my bad. I got the wrong number.
Yeah, sure. Hello, right. Don and Mike Show.
I had all those guys from Animal House 30 seconds ago. Where were you guys?
All right, now what is the, give us the right order.
Well, who did you want to know about?
All right, well, Tim Matheson, who was he?
He was Eric Stratton.
Yes, but what was his nickname?
Vice Chairman, glad to meet you.
No, what was his nickname, ass?
He didn't have a nickname.
At all?
No.
Who was
too cool for the room.
No, he was Otter, I think. And I think Peter Reigert was Boone.
Moon, who had his girlfriend banging Donald Sutherland.
Right, Karen Black,
when
right?
Donald Sutherland shows his ass in the kitchen.
Right,
remember when
we mentioned that to Keith or Sutherland?
That's right.
We've seen his dad's ass before.
Absolutely.
This is my job.
It still comes back. It's a haunting vision.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you guys still looking for Animal House info?
Yeah.
Okay, Otter was Tim Matheson.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Okay, Otter was Tim Matheson.
Boone was Peter Reigert.
Boone.
Right. Boone. Okay, the guy that, All right.
And you had, I think James Widows was Hoover, who was the head of the house.
All right.
He's the nerdy lawyer guy.
Yeah,
juggling tennis rackets.
That's who you are, Rob.
Okay.
Rob is Hoover.
Hey, don't forget D-Day.
D-Day.
Joe. Daniel Simpson Day.
There you go.
D-Day. Joe is D-Day.
Flounder. Oh, you had
Stork.
Stork.
Hold on, I got him right here.
Who was actually with Chevy Chase and fell off a cliff in Hawaii?
All right, hold on, I got him right now. You got Pinto, Boone.
Got it.
Flounder.
Uh huh.
Greg Marmalard.
Yes.
Niedermeyer.
Niedermeyer.
Chip right. Diller. Kevin Bacon.
D-Day.
Yeah, but he's a small character. You're working hard if you remember Kevin Bacon from Animal House.
Bluto. Otter. Pinto, we had that.
Pinto's Tom Hulse.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Listen, this is all just based on the fact that apparently there's a radio show that has a guy named Flounder.
Right.
Crazy.
Wacky.
Crazy.
So who would you be?
I'm Otter, I think.
You're Otter?
I'm Otter. You're Bluto.
Bluto.
Rob is Hoover.
I guess Buzz would have to be Boone, then.
Boone.
Sort of straight-laced.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, what's his name? Joe is D-Day.
You don't want him to be Stork? The guy that yells, what the hell are you supposed to do, you moron?
And Lisa can be, she could either be the girlfriend that bangs Donald Sutherland, or she could be Dean Wormer's wife.
Oh, Mrs. Wormer.
Or she could be Greg Marmalade's girlfriend.
With the gloves.
The gloves.
That's who she is.
Oh, Greg. Can I stop now?
Okay, all right, enough of that. Enough of that. Joe, what are you doing? You're killing me, Joe, with this other radio station stuff. Guys, you heard that? That's funny. You ought to be wacky. You get yourself a sidekick. You name him Flounder.
Yeah, don't call it funny, Don. You call it wacky.
Wacky.
That's right.
Wacky. Oh, Are we coming up on an angry drunk guy?
I think so, but I can fast forward, get us right there.
Yeah, you know what? Let me break first.
Okay.
Break, because I think all we have now is just more of Joe's ambiance.
And I think we're about ready for the moment.
The moment of victory. Here's what we have coming up next. Oh, I see. I've got a cheat sheet in front of me. We've got angry drunk guy.
Right.
Then we have Terrapins win. And then we just have rioting.
Okay. Very good.
So we will continue with the Maryland riots right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is something, though. Huh? This absolutely is. I mean, I've never seen anything like it outside of a World Series.
I haven't either. And we're in an enemy ballpark, and they're standing cheering Schmidt, the pitcher. This should be it. Stanisek, make sure he's got it. And ladies and gentlemen, at 21, the streak is history. Orioles 9, White Sox nothing.
Now they're on commercial break, but they're on the air.
Brooks Robinson has had a hot dog.
Okay.
On your cue for this.
Just pause for a second.
Okay. Bruce Robinson.
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Here's our phone numbers. Anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. D.C., WJFK. 202-432-1067. And if you're in New York, WNEW, 877-692-1027. You will hear much more touch tonage on the show. Because we have a new big money contest we started today.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Celebrity Burp.
Yes.
Let me give you a free listen right now.
A free spin?
This will help.
To the Celebrity Burp. You name the celebrity and you win cash. These are our celebrities that we get on the telephone to burp for us. And then after someone guesses the celebrity burp, you'll hear the tape where it says, congratulations, this is so-and-so. You've won on the celebrity burp contest.
Very exciting.
So here now is a free listen for you. Where you do this, wait for the touch tones. Don't call yet.
Don't call.
This is just a free listen for you right
call
now.
Or name this secret celebrity burp.
Here it is. There you go. Very distinctive. An entertainer.
You can actually hear the timbre of the voice, the very famous voice.
An actor or an actress.
Right.
That's what's happening there. Don't call. Is that why all the phones are going nuts now? Don't call for the contest. Not now. Oh, see, now you hang it up, guys. Hello, Donna Mike.
You playing right now? The bird?
No. Wait for the touch tones.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Hello, Donna Mike Show. See, now everybody's just bailing because now they know we're not doing it now.
That's right.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Laura from Springfield, and I won your celebrity laugh contest a couple years ago for the big $10,000.
Ah, so you have the gift of identifying celebrities.
Yes, and I tried to call in last hour when you were doing that, and I thought you would probably have a heart attack if I was the 100th caller.
Yeah, that's when I really, really got my shorts nailed to the wall. We were doing this contest, the celebrity laugh, and I one day said, we'll give away $10,000.
Right.
Not thinking that there was a chance.
That there was someone out there that just had the gift.
Yeah, and we didn't have people laugh for us. We just like would take a laugh off an interview off of Entertainment Tonight or something.
Right.
And who was it that you had?
Lyle Wagner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you get any more obscure than that?
No. Lyle Wagner.
And with another celebrity that wasn't a disappointment, though.
Yeah, so just let everybody know that people out there really do win.
All right, thank you, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Sometimes big. Really do win. I think people overcome you and Rob, and they actually win the contest.
Let me just say that on the scale of Lyle Wagner, if that is one that would not disappoint,
right.
This is 100 times above that.
Wow. So you're saying 100 times above Lyle Wagner.
Yes. As far as...
Really?
As far as the will not disappoint scale.
Wow.
Pretty great. Will not disappoint. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I look forward to that in June.
Hello. We're going to have we're only going to go 2 weeks on each celebrity. Hello, Donna Mike Show. A Max.
Hey, Donna and Mike.
Yeah.
Bodies. The moon was banging Karen Allen.
Right.
Not Karen Black.
Karen Allen, not Kate. You're right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Big difference.
Black. All right.
There's a big difference between Karen Allen and Karen Black.
There sure is. There sure is.
Karen Allen don't have the wandering eye like Karen Black used to have. Karen Black was a creepy actress, man.
And just the difference of the names made me think of something. I don't know what, you know, maybe Frida's right. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's not Rob.
Right.
But when we were watching the game last night, an ad for UPS came on. You know the ad I'm talking about, Rob? Because I thought of you. Because the ad says, it's something like, Brown gets it done.
Oh, yeah.
Brown.
Yeah, I count on Brown. The big fat guy.
Well, there's a million different ads.
But right. The one I remember is the big fat guy. I count on Brown.
The slogan for UPS is now,
Brown gets it done.
Brown gets it done.
Right. It did for me during the break.
And I think that's a different. Oh. Talking about something else.
Sorry.
Anyway, I was watching that laughing. She's like, what are you laughing at? I said, the commercial. I said, that would make Rob laugh. And she said, no.
What you're saying when you say that is that would make you laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's making you laugh.
Brown gets it done. Okay.
You can easily say that it would make each of us laugh, and, you know, it's true, because I refer to you sometimes at home. It perhaps diffuses a situation at times, yes?
Yeah, you use each other, so it's like, hey, this is something Rob would like.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, that Don.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Right, amen.
There you go.
Boy, Rob would really have a field day with that one. It's a good thing we're not together right now.
Then you go out to the car and call him.
Rob, did you see the UPS commercial?
Yes, I did. Rob gets it done.
All right, we're almost up to the time where Maryland's going to win the game. We're giving you complete day-after riot coverage.
Right.
Joe Ardinger is going to talk to a drunk guy, an angry drunk guy.
Good.
And then we will reach the moment of crescendo.
Where he says that he simply lets the tape roll and you can hear all the pandemonium.
And you'll hear Maryland win the game, and then you'll hear the students and the visitors at Maryland riot. So let's roll it.
Rio, I don't want to lose you.
Huh?
I don't want to lose you.
Oh, okay.
That was somebody telling Joe they don't want to know him.
I don't know if you heard the last guy I talked to, but things are getting a little crazy, so I don't think I'm going to get too many more interviews. Like I said, cops are 20 feet away from me in full riot gear. People are hammered. Maryland's winning. Less than 2 minutes left in the game. I think I might just let tape run while this all unfolds. A minute and a half left in the game. All hell's about to break loose in 90 seconds.
Was that the angry drunk guy, the guy that just said, give me your melon? I thought it'd be better than that.
Well, did we get all of it?
Okay, hear it again? Yeah, back it up.
You want it? Okay.
Well, just back it up to 24.
Maybe there was more of it. I'm not sure.
24-16, is that what it says?
Yeah,
angry drunk?
I'll give
it
a little extra. Here, try there.
Okay. Hold on. Nope, wait.
2 minutes left in the game. Maryland's up by 11 points.
I'm from CBS Radio.
I don't want to lose you.
Huh?
I don't want to lose you.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess that's all that.
Okay, now.
It's only semi-angry.
That was it. It's labeled angry,
right?
Drunk guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go to 29:30. Let's go to.
I don't want to know you.
29:30, because this now is Maryland has now won the game.
Okay?
You're going like to 29.
All right.
29. Here we go.
Terps win.
Get some sounds of Maryland winning before the rioting starts.
I was in the middle of a fracas at R.J. Bentley's.
Fracas. I hope somebody bracked it up.
Oh, there goes one. One guy broke the barrier.
Bob, you might have to back this up a little bit. I didn't know we'd have commentary from Joe. I thought it was all just going to be the ambiance.
I guess we don't get the traditional 10, 9, 8.
Well, I think we do.
Do we? Sounds like
Dave Letterman's bass player. Yeah. Just won. Where'd you hear that?
I thought I heard like a 3-2-1.
Oh. Maybe I was wrong. Tough to hear anyway.
Getting crazy.
They've officially won the game at this point.
Actually, people are lining the street. So far, so good.
It sounds like he's in an arena.
In the middle of a fracas at R.J. Bentley's.
It sounds like he's inside an arena, but he's out on the street.
That's amazing. That's a lot of noise. Kind of scary out here. Oh, there goes one. One guy broke the barrier.
Police are getting ready to administer a beating.
Joe.
Oh, was that Joe's laugh?
No.
Nobody knows the lyrics after we are the champion.
They know there are more words to the song.
Wow.
How's that?
Ashley's a charmer. We're number
this
one.
Is a scene.
So far, so good. Everybody's kind of behaving themselves. The barrier's getting pressed. People are taunting the police. And out come the bullhorns.
Now we're going to hear some rioting, I bet. You're listening to exclusive coverage of last night's riots on the Don and Mike Show.
Joe Artinger in the thick of it.
The Maryland riots. Okay. Say something, Joe.
Any more play-by-play, Joe?
Hey, Joe, come in here for a second. How much?
Well, Jesus.
Okay, I got it. It was loud. When do you start talking to people again? At all?
There's a couple of people that shout in my microphone. At this point, I have to set it up because I've got a person in front of me, behind me, next to me, beside me. I can't go anywhere if I want to. If I want to run, I can't go.
Right.
It's so loud, my ears are ringing. I don't even know if the tape deck is on anymore.
Okay. All right.
Hold on. And the crowd probably went from 500 to 5,000 within 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay. Somebody threw some.
I'm waiting to hear the riot.
I think you're in the middle of it. I heard him say somebody threw something. Begin. So he's sandwiched in there in the middle of all of it. I think those are barricades coming down, those little police gates.
Yeah, like those are rattling gates.
Oh, this guy's got a gun.
Somebody's got a gun.
The police officer? A stranger?
It's like a paintball gun.
Here we go. Oh, there goes the barrier. the pepper spray, right, Joe?
It was tear gas. This is the riot. The most exciting moment of my radio career. It was
all right. So you say smoke bombs. You haven't become aware yourself that it's tear gas yet.
I could smell it. Wasn't in our area. It was across the street where they were starting a bonfire.
Okay. So when we heard the gates rattling, that was
people had come out of the bars and they were all lined up against the gates. The cops were just 10 feet in front of them. The one guy had a paintball gun. And they were taking the metal barriers and just shaking them up and down and beating them on the streets and just shouting. I mean, it was a blast, man. I'd never seen anything like it.
Wow. Okay. Here we go.
I was a little afraid to do it.
Okay.
Actually, I just say you sound very calm on this tape.
That's because if I talk into my microphone too loudly or too obviously, mm-hmm. people just run up and start screaming in my mic. I mean, it was mayhem.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Here we go back. So this is, in fact, the riot.
There goes the barrier over on the southwest.
You're listening to the most exciting moment in Joe's radio career.
I can't even tell you. I'm at the corner of Max Road and Route 1.
Sounds like a happy riot.
It does. Well, they said it wasn't as bad as they expected.
They won.
University?
I don't know. I heard you suck.
Yeah.
Well, listen to that ambiance.
Okay. Go to 3610. That's where Joe has marked. Are you happy? So maybe he actually speaks to someone at 3610.
Very good.
All right. Well, this whole riot thing is kind of a letdown.
Yeah, kind of a disappointment.
You had to be there.
Nothing the police can do.
I'll back it up a little bit, Robbie. You said something there.
Okay.
Maybe a hopeless cause.
What, just bit?
In the street. Nothing the police can do.
I work for CBS Radio.
Are
you happy?
Why?
Hey, I'm on the list. Can I get in? I'm on the list.
Sure. Come on.
All right, thanks, bro.
Joe,
I'm on the list.
Joe didn't edit through. Joe says to some girl, are you happy? And she says,
hell effing yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I think he was just kidding.
Sweet doughy-headed Joe gives us a tape that's got the F-bomb on it. That girl said the F word.
I know. I didn't get a chance to edit that, but that girl literally went by me like a leaf in a stream. She just came and banged into me. I go, are you happy? And she screams at me and just goes off.
She's gone.
That's, I mean, I know you wanted more, but that's what it was.
Just a little narration.
A video camera would have done a lot.
Dan says he can tell us what the crowd was chanting. Dan.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
And,
when they
play the song,
they chant the
na-na-na,
hey, you suck.
Yeah.
And then at the end there, they chant, we're
going to
beat the hell out of you and you and you and so on. So that's what they were saying.
Well, now I feel like I was there.
Great.
Thank you, my friend.
We all did.
They were yelling that at the cops.
Oh.
Yelling
at the cops. Okay.
Woo!
For being in the middle of a riot, again, I want to point out, Joe is very calm.
He said it was a big adrenaline riot.
Highly highlight of his radio career.
All right, Don and Mike, now we got people climbing the trees, the only things left around that you can climb on. There's a guy 20 feet in the air. The police are getting ready to shoot him.
That was good.
The barriers are closed. Everybody's having a really good time.
Go be a part of this.
Students.
Sorry, buddy.
Long-suffering Maryland fans. That's right. It's turf mania in College Park.
Here's the guy down there.
What was that?
I couldn't get out of here if I wanted to.
Down there just vomited. Did you say someone vomited?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I was just doing that to you. I was pretending to be Joe, seeing like a bully. Every time you look away, I talk like Joe.
Okay,
there was just trying to spice it up a little.
We won the championship. I'm sorry, dude.
I don't know what you guys have to go through, but...
Hey, man.
Damage, okay?
Nothing but
love. Let's celebrate the right way, okay?
Well, that's a nice sentiment.
No damage.
So drunk. Listen to how drunk he is, and he's still got his wits about him.
We won,
I admire that.
All right, let's go to Joe's sign-off at 45:20.
There we go.
I think we heard the interviews, which were great.
We heard all the reporting.
We heard the riots. Let's just go right to the end. You got Joe's sign-off?
Go ahead.
There we go. Here's Joe Ardinger, the best moment of his life.
Joe? Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Ardinger. Joe. I heard a cup fall. Cue Joe.
All right, down there, Mike. Well,
there he is. Joe?
At this point, it's just a lot of rowdy celebrating at the corner of Knox Road and Route 1 in College Park.
And that.
Joe.
Jesus Christ.
This is some nice college girl teeties. You know, like cow's teeth.
Right.
Teeties. Except he says the other word.
Yeah. How unfortunate.
He is so Joe, isn't he?
He's all Joe. This tape is all Joe.
I've seen some nice tees.
TVs.
Like that. Really had a good time tonight. And I think my job here is done. I definitely got a ton of tape.
Yeah.
And I hope a lot of it came out. So we'll have a good time with this. So, from College Park, my latest assignment at the University of Maryland, Terrapins win the NCAA championship game on April Fool's Day, 2002. I'm Slow Joe Ardinger. Over now.
And there he goes. What are you saying? No, you can applaud that.
Uh-uh.
Come on, we can applaud him.
Good interviews. I liked it in the beginning.
We can applaud
for that part, then. All right.
Come on, applaud for the beginning.
All right.
Applaud for the fact that he went out there and he was in a riot.
Yeah.
And during my sign-off, if you listen, you can hear the helicopter that got 100 feet over my head.
I heard the helicopter, and I heard all the beer cup falling, too.
Congratulations to the Terps and all those college kids out there. Just, I'm happy for you.
You know, the drunk kid that really said that, I think that kind of was the spirit of most of the kids out there. He's loaded, but he's like, hey, no destruction. We're not into that. And they really didn't trash as well. They did throw the barricade through a bicycle store window and steal bicycles, right?
It was crazy, but given all the givens, I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
Right, given all the givens. All right,
given all the givens. Thanks,
thank
Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye. There he goes. Joe Ardinger.
Thanks for filing that report.
All right.
You heard it. Well, I think you heard all the sounds.
Mm-hmm. Given all the givens. This is the proudest moment of my broadcast life.
There it is.
Thanks, Morley Safer.
There it is.
Thanks, Mike Wallace. Giving all the givens.
Oh, man.
All right, hold on. We got a cop who was there last night. Hello?
Hi, this is Mike Wallace. How y'all doing?
I thought you, Don said you were a cop that was there last night out of Maryland. I bet you were out at Maryland, weren't you?
No, I was not.
Tom?
Yes?
How do you spell Maryland?
M-A-R-Y.
Yeah?
O-A-N-E-D.
Mary Lane.
All right, here's a tough one.
All right.
Terrapin.
Uh-oh. T-E-A-M-P.
Timp. How about terp?
T-A-M-P.
Temp. All right. How about turtle?
T-A-R-Y.
Terry.
And finally, Hoosier.
Hoosier?
Yeah.
Hoosier.
Hoosier.
H-O-W-E-N.
Howen.
Tom, can you spell riot?
Riot, R-A-N-E-T.
Right.
Renette.
And how old are you again? Tom, how old are you again?
I'm 42.
42.
How have you been, Tom?
Good.
Good.
How's okay. Everything?
Everything's great. We got to go, Tom.
Nah, wait a minute.
What?
I went to play poker at Carl's house Saturday night.
Was it strip poker?
No. It was regular poker.
Hmm. Regular poker. Boy, I'd hate to
That's
play
when
poker.
We watched the game on Saturday night.
Hate to play poker with you, Tom. You got quite
Hey, Mike?
Quite a poker face.
Yes, Tom.
And where's Charlie?
Charlie's not here, Tom.
Charlie's going to be at the State Theater Friday night.
Yes, he will be, and you will be too, Tom.
Hello, guys.
Okay, bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Bye.
Good old Tom always gives me a plug.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How much you
God
pay
love him.
Him.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, Mike, I know you were disappointed by the ending of that tape from Joe Ardinger's report.
But I let that go, huh?
But he was working with what he had. I mean, the reporters out there.
I agree.
He did actually a better job than some of the reporters on TV.
I think you're right.
All they did was let the camera do the talking for him.
That's right.
Given the givens, he did a fine job.
Thank you, Mike.
Give me Emmy, somebody.
All right, get out of here. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, will you tell Tom the name of your damn intro song? Because he keeps calling my record store asking for the name of that damn tune.
Oh, you poor man.
Tom Gamble, where do you work, sir? What's the record store?
Tower Records.
Tower Records. Which one? Rockville Pike or where?
The one up in Rockville and the one up in Tyson's Corner. He calls all the time asking for that thing. He asks for a job, and he keeps saying something about Powerful 40 or something like that. And I keep, I'm like, why don't you call them and ask them? And
what
he wants to use it for his own television show.
He was close. It was Apollo 440. I think APPOLLO.
Okay, well,
Stop the Rock.
Or APENT.
Okay.
As Tom would spell it.
R-A-N-E-T.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, man.
Lots of love for Tower Records.
Yeah. All right, dude.
I like Tower Records. I love it. I was in Tower the other day, and the guy, he almost sucked me into it. The guy that I know at the...
Wow, you had a run-in with somebody?
Oh, no. What I mean is, I go into Tower, and I got that Contender DVD, the one I told you about with the extra scenes. And as I'm checking out, the guy says to me, hey, you're Don, right? Don and Mike Show? I said, yeah. He said, have you seen it? And I said, have I seen what? And he points me to the corner where they have, they're releasing Star Trek The Next Generation.
Right.
Every episode on DVD.
Oh, there you go.
And they have the first season box set available.
Now, you have the videos, correct?
Yes.
You don't have DVDs, though.
I don't. I've joined the goddamn Columbia School of House of Ripoff.
Video Club?
Yeah.
But you don't get DVDs?
And I have every episode of Star Trek on VHS.
Unopened.
Many of them unopened, right. Star Trek The Next Generation.
You want to have them on DVD.
The guy didn't suck me in.
Really?
Huh. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. How much would it have cost?
$170. I would not do it.
They'd look good up on your shelf.
I would.
They look more modern.
Nay.
Modern.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike, do you hear what happened at the end of that tape?
What happened?
Ethan Hawke shot Denzel in the ass.
What?
The guy's talking about Training Day.
Oh, Training Day.
Training Day.
Oh, God.
That's what you weren't supposed to hear.
Oh, no big whoop.
Okay. Right. See, I told you it was no big one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, now I'll never watch that movie.
Oh, yes, you will.
I'll never watch that movie again. No.
That's not the end.
Denzel Washington.
That's not the end of the movie, though.
Oh, really?
That's not the end.
You know what? Don't anybody explain it, because I seriously don't understand what the guy said. Good. It was garbled in the translation, and I don't know what he said.
You didn't hear it?
I did not hear what he said. I swear to you. That's why I asked you. I said, what was that? He said, that's about the end of the movie. That's what I heard you say. I do not know what the guy said.
So you didn't hear him say...
No, don't. Now stop.
You didn't...
No, stop. La, 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 la. I really did. I swear to God.
Okay.
Something about somebody in the ass. That's all I heard.
Right.
Ethan Hawke in the ass. So, hey, maybe there's some good gay sex. And truly, given the givens, I don't know what happened.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm the happiest son of a bitch in the world. And that son of a bitch who writes under that Daily News, that fucking guy they call the fucking nose, who says that me jumping up and down is horse shit. You ought to let him feel like I have. Who the fuck is that sucker anyway? Some fucking guy that writes with a New York Daily News called the fucking nose. He says, Lasorda jumping up and down. That's the fucking way I feel when my team wins. And if I want to jump up and down when my f***ing team wins, and if I want to hug my f***ing players when they f***ing do good, I'm going to do it. I don't give a sh*t what the f***ing nose says.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFN 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Okay, everybody.
Official spokesman of the stupid, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Ready to talk to some radio manager?
Let's do it.
Yay. Okay. Let me just set this up by telling you that we have a syndicated radio show, and we're very happy that we finally are being cleared in big cities.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're very excited about that.
In New York, in Philadelphia, Baltimore, and D.C., and we have another top five market that's going to be joining the family very soon.
That's exciting.
However, we never forget that the show was started with syndication in your medium to small markets.
Yeah, and we're very successful in some of these cities, and we're very excited about the growth of the show.
Sacramento,
right.
Wichita, mm-hmm. Reno, Vegas.
Cities like that where we did beautifully, and that set the table for us to grow and go into the larger markets.
So now, the station that we're on in Wichita is KFH. And we've been on that station how long, Buzz?
Well, gosh, since the beginning of the national syndication, 5 years maybe?
Like 5 years, okay. And the people of Wichita have always rewarded us with great ratings. Yep. We've been out there. God, we love it out there.
I felt better at that remote broadcast than any broadcast... You know, I have only one memory about when we broadcasted. I think we've been out there twice or three times.
Twice.
And there was one that we did where, to protect us from the 102-degree heat and the 95% humidity, they put up a tent which served to actually suck in all the heat underneath this tent. And we had flown all the way across the country through Dallas-Fort Worth Airport into Wichita. And I, shocker of shockers, may have had a little too much to drink.
Yeah, the dehydration.
That's when I lay down in the fetal position in the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
Right, and the other memory I have from Wichita is of Buzz driving his dad's pickup truck.
My dad's pickup, sure.
Oh,
and
that's right.
We went out on that little stage getting ready to do the show.
It was a convection oven, Mike.
And for the first time in my radio career, it's not that I couldn't talk. I thought the lights were going to go out.
Wow.
Well, it was that hot on that stage, and I don't know how much water we all consumed that day, but I'll never forget Wichita for that.
Yeah, suffice to say, we've been on this station, KFH, an AM station, a long time. We've been there, as everybody's told you, a couple of times. People have given us great ratings. Mm-hmm. Well, we moved our time slot. Wichita time, we used to be on live 2 to 6. Now, Wichita time, we're on live 10 to 2. The station that we're on, KFH, recently acquired another radio station and made it KFH FM.
Right.
Our show always does better on FM than on AM. So now we're going to play a quick edition of Ask to the manager.
Oh, good. Because we have some questions for Wichita.
And let's talk now to, I'm sure you remember the name, Tony Dushing.
Sure.
Tony's still there, huh?
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
The program director of Talk Radio KFH in Wichita. Hey, hello, Tony.
Hello, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. We understand that there's now an animal known as KFH-FM.
That is correct. Started that last week.
Okay, now, the question I have for you is, why would you not run this show live in Wichita, at the very least, on FM every day when it's on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.?
It's a good question. It's definitely something we're looking at.
No. Don't look at it. Do it.
We really think that this show will kick ass.
Tell me what
for
I
you.
Do when I move your show. What do I put in the afternoon?
Run. What are you running now? Midday, the crappy Liddy show.
Mm-hmm.
Run the crappy Liddy show in the afternoons.
So tape delay him.
Yeah, tape delay him.
That's a possibility.
Well, I mean, it's not as important for that show to be on live.
Yeah, okay.
Even the fact that you're running the Gordon Liddy show now from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you're still running it an hour tape delayed.
No, we run it live. We take the first hour and tape delay it.
Based on the end.
Yeah, we stick on the end. So
okay, it's a hodgepodge.
We would really, really love to be on live in Wichita.
And as a matter of fact, keep it the way it is on the AM. If you want to keep the show in the afternoons on AM, that's great. But if you've got a thing called KFH FM now, and what is the dial frequency?
98.7.
Got a good signal there?
Good signal.
All right, very good.
Then why? Listen. Why would you not put the show on live? Why would you not put the show on live on FM in Wichita?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's basically the day you guys went live. That's when we wanted it to. It all came real fast, but the thing was, what do we do in the afternoon?
Okay, so now do you run both us and the Liddy show on both stations?
Yeah.
Okay, well then, it's simple. You just, listen, no offense to anybody who listens to KFH AM. And you guys have been great, and you've supported us. Keep that station the way it is. On the FM station, put us on live. It's up to you what you run in the afternoon.
You can pop something in there.
You know, go pick yourself up one of them Westwood One shows.
Yeah.
But just put us on live.
We'll kick ass for you, Tony.
Listen, we demand it. The people of Wichita demand it.
Oh, yeah, I hear from...
Can't you hear them? Can't you hear them raising their voices?
Listen, I can hear them right now.
Tony, I'll tell you what. How about we work this out right now, like men? Like men.
We certainly can look at that. It's just
No. It's not we can look at this. Your problem is you don't want to take us out of afternoon drive.
That's actually another thing, too, is, if we move you out afternoon drive, then we lose our afternoon drive numbers.
Right. Well, you know what happened here on WJFK was they moved us out of afternoon drive, and the numbers that we have in midday are bigger than the numbers we had in afternoon drive.
And they put a show like ONA on. Is that right?
And ONA's numbers are coming up in D.C.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a financial situation for us. I mean, you know what?
You're screwing us. The show is not going to be as good if the people can't participate.
That's the whole idea.
In your market, in Wichita.
And Wichita has some great crowd participation there. We love it out there. I mean, really, they do. They love the show, and they love to interact with the show, especially Gladys Kravitz.
So why would you be such a dumbass? Why wouldn't you just run the show? You got two stations. You can have the best of both worlds. Run it the way you want on the AM, but run it the right way on the FM.
What could it hurt? Hey, Tony, you're the man, right? You make the decisions?
Well, yeah, it's... something like that, I guess.
Well, come on. Are you the queen mom, or do you really make the decisions?
No, yeah, I do. I mean, I'm the program director, but okay. I know exactly what you're saying, and we've thought of all those scenarios. That scenario was thought of. Running the show twice is another scenario.
Hey, great. Do that. Even better.
Mm-hmm.
Even better.
You know?
We
just can't decide what to do because there is...
Well, then let me help you decide, dumbass. Do it.
There's some financial concerns there, too. I mean, don't you charge more if I run it live than if I run tape delay? Oh, a little silence.
You know what? We would go out of our way to guarantee you a special. Being as one of our long-term affiliates,
We
don't you think we could cut him a rate?
No.
All right, well, we couldn't cut your rate.
Sorry, Tony.
We couldn't cut your rate. But it is
that's not a big concern, but yeah, that's a big concern.
It's all based on market size. Mm-hmm. How much
How much
you pay for the show, it's based on market size.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I think really having the two opportunities here, on the FM one, this show works live, and I think this show will do real well for you if you put us on live.
Yeah.
So just go ahead and do it.
It's a great idea. I talk every week with our sales manager, general manager.
That's the problem. Yeah, you're talking to a sales manager.
You know what? Do it. Do you have any balls? Do you have any balls?
Tony, this will be a smart move for you. We wouldn't be telling you if we didn't think it would work. They'll thank you later.
I don't like to be, despite what you guys think, I don't like to be a dictator and dictate on what happens on the station. I like to have, people that are involved.
I want to tell you something, Tony, and now I'm coming to you with a different hat on. I am the program director of WJFK. I love being a dictator. I was in a meeting with my general manager today, and I love not having to sit there and suckle his ass. I love being able to sit down and say to him, as I did on a topic which I can't discuss right now, with some real behind-the-scenes stuff, telling him he's a dumbass. Tell him to get his head out of his ass and do what's right. And then to ensure the fact that he did that, I made some phone calls today on a certain issue.
That's how you do it.
That has nothing to do with it. It has to do with some station business.
That is how you do it. Ask Buzz.
Well, don't ask Buzz. But Tony, listen, the point is, you got the show that, God damn it, number one, 2554, I don't know how many books in a row in Wichita. You're killing yourself by not running the show live. You're killing yourself.
Yeah, what you'll lose in afternoons, you will make up for in the midday.
By saying he hopes so,
that means he's making the decision. Now.
Have we ever let you down? As a syndicated show on your station, have we ever let you down?
Never let me down.
What show put KFH on the map? And I am not here giving myself the J-O. What station put KFH on the map? It was our show.
That's right, Don and Mike.
Our show put KFH on the freaking map.
Your listeners will dig it if you make this move. And that should be the bottom line. Not your sales manager, not some temporary issues that they might have with revenue in the afternoon compared to the midday. What this will do in the long run is, number one, please your listeners, bring your overall ratings up, and it will also bring your overall revenues up. That is what's happening.
And you do the same thing that they're doing here, and the same thing they're doing in Philly, and the same thing they're doing in New York. You know what you do? You charge a morning rate, an afternoon rate for middays.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
And I know exactly what you're saying, but it's just our situation is, what do we do in the afternoon?
Well, you got to make that decision quick, Tony. Yeah, figure it out. I know you can figure out something.
Play a box of records. I don't know. Run Dr. Laura. Run the...
Yeah, throw a switch and get another show in there.
Dr. Laura is on good luck.
Whatever. I mean, whatever.
Just make a decision. You can do it.
Just put the show on FM, on KFH FM.
Make it a priority item, Tony.
Do it today. I mean, you can do it. You have our permission. Do it today. I mean, we can't today because the day's already almost over.
Day's almost over.
But do it tomorrow. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, tell the people of Wichita that they will be able to turn the radio on to KFH. What was it,
98.7. Enjoy the Don and Mike show from 10 to 2 in Wichita, live.
On KFH-FM.
Do I lose all my numbers in the afternoon on KFH-AM then?
No, because you get to keep the show on KFH-AM.
Yeah, absolutely.
You run the show on afternoon drive on the AM.
See?
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's what
and that's perfectly cool with us, too, and that's been done before. There are many markets where this show is not on simply for the 4 hours that it's on. It's on, in fact, single radio stations rebroadcast this show.
So all we're saying is, run us live on the FM.
That's all we want. You can keep us right where we are in the AM. Keep your afternoon drive numbers and your midday numbers will come up. Uh-huh.
And then you say to the people of Wichita, you can now hear Don and Mike twice a day. You can hear them live on KFH-FM, or, if your schedule doesn't allow, listen to them where you've always listened to them, on KFH-AM.
Yeah.
And what do you do on KFH-FM in the afternoon?
Yeah.
I don't know. Go pick a show out.
Yeah, pick one of the show from, the menu. One from Column A.
Menu.
What?
There's not a big menu out there.
Go to the Westwood One menu or run some other show that you're running on KFH and on the AM and move it to afternoon drive on the FM.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what we're thinking. I mean, there's all these scenarios that we're trying to figure out.
Well,
exactly as best.
And aren't you part of one of those, little conglomerates where you got a bunch of radio stations?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, grab somebody from one of the other stations, plug them in there.
Yeah, big old.
I mean, who cares?
Throw something in there.
Just, or even, I don't care, run Stupid Libby's show from 2 to 6 in the interim. Just to slap this baby on and get it done.
Yeah, that's a quick fisk where you just rearrange them.
On the FM, you run our show live, and then you run Baldy in the afternoons, and on the AM, you do it the other way around. Now, why couldn't you do that?
Well, I mean, that's a very good thought, and that's one of the thoughts we've thought about, is that I know we're just going to kill the AM ratings if we do that. I mean, who's going to listen to Don and Mike in the delay if they can listen to it live? Everybody will listen to it live.
You'd be surprised. You know, you'd be amazed at the fact, this little fact that we've discovered when we've jumped from shift to shift to shift, that we get listeners in one area that we didn't get before. We lose them because they can't listen to us in certain time slots.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
so what you're doing is you're letting people that might not be able to hear the show, they're going to be able to hear us.
Yeah. And I know what you're saying. Because
they'll find us. They will find us. They will find us. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
Put us on the FM. Put us on the FM live at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
You won't regret it, Tony.
Yeah. Anywhere you guys are at is going to be great. We just got to figure out what to do.
Actually, it is for a market where we've been this successful and where we have this kind of following and a 5-year following of great ratings and lots of listeners. We'd like to do this for our listeners in Wichita. That really is the reason, because this is a participation show.
And the people of Wichita are not able to participate. And now they're hearing you, the management, say that you're not going to move the show because of revenue. Well, I'm going to say to you, Tony, that if you don't move the show, I'll urge people not to report that they're listening to the show anymore.
It's not simply because of revenue. It's what we're going to do with the afternoon.
But make that decision. Yeah, I mean, this is the right thing.
You had all that time to think about it. You kept it secret, and you moved in one day.
Now we've moved. But now we've been moved. We've been moved for 8 months now. We've been doing this new time slot for 8 months.
And the flip-flop's a good idea.
Yeah.
All you got to do is temporarily.
All you got to do is just run us in the midday on the FM and run Lydia in the afternoon on the FM. You can start that tomorrow.
It's something to think about, definitely.
Okay, well, listen, I tell you what. Here's what we're going to say. You'll do it tomorrow, or we're going to urge everyone who's participating in a little... You know what I'm talking about right now. I'm bound by what I can say and what I can't say.
This is true.
Let me just say, you know what I need? I need...
sick call.
What's another radio station in Wichita? Buzz, give me another one.
The change of the call letters, KQAM. I don't know.
No, they own that one. Give me one they don't own. KEYN?
Yes, there you go.
Do you own KEYN?
Yeah.
Oh, they own seven of them.
They own seven radio stations in the market.
They got something called KISS.
Listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find
Joy
some station that you guys don't own. And I'm going to urge our listeners, even though they listen to our show, to give the ratings credit to that station. If you want to see the power of an audience shift, you'll see an audience shift.
Because, we know program directors, and you guys... You just don't do things unless you're strong-armed.
You want to see the audience shift. We'll show you the audience shift. You'll see the audience shift in the next month.
Well, I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine. It's something that I need to look at.
Now you've had
how long do you figure it'll take you to look at it? Although you have all the facts as they are right now in your mind right now, how long do you think it would take you to look at it?
Well, when the moment you guys moved, the day after we found out about it, and that is when our negotiation started with an afternoon show.
You're not answering my question.
Okay, listen, right now, we are saying to you tomorrow,
probably 3 or 4 more months.
three or four more months.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know.
Now you're full of crap.
You know what? F it. Yeah, you know what?
Screw it.
I hope the people of Wichita hear this today. You don't delete this out. You know what I'm going to need? I'm going to need someone to get me the R&R book, the list of radio stations in Wichita.
Three or four months.
Please, you know what?
No, you guys know how Arbitron works, right? And you know what book is a three-month book.
Yeah, I know it's a three-month book, and I'm telling you right now, if you flip the show tomorrow onto KFH-FM, you are going to see a gigantic jump in your numbers immediately on KFHFM, immediately. And you'll still have good numbers running the show in the afternoon on KFHAM.
And I think you're wrong.
You think we're wrong?
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
What do you think will happen?
I think all the numbers on the AM will go away, and it may go to the FM. But, I mean, again, that's what I'm looking at.
Well, how about this? How about this? We've worked together then for so many years. How about you just release us from the deal? And I'm sure that there's another station in Wichita, even if it's an AM station, that would run the show live. Because it's retarding the growth of our show to be on tape delay in Wichita. You now have an FM station.
I mean, you guys ought to know. I mean, you called and wanted me to be on. I thought it might be because of this. Didn't know for sure. I can't give you a decision in one 30-minute period.
You know what? We can make the decision easy for you. Because we'll make it so that you have to pull the show.
Look, you guys, I understand what you're saying. But
tomorrow at 10 o'clock, run this show on KFH-FM. And run Liddy on KFH-FM in the afternoon. Try it for 1 week.
Yeah, why is that so hard?
Try it for a week and see what kind of response you get.
I mean, yeah, basically, why don't you just give us a trial run for 1 week, Tony? We'll give you that. And then see what the calls say. See what your people calling you say.
See what your advertisers say.
Give us a test balloon.
1 week.
And that's not a commitment.
It's a good idea. I mean, you know, again, I can't give you a decision right now.
Oh, because you are our figurehead.
Is there somebody higher up that we need to talk to?
Who's the decision maker?
The guy at Westwood One?
No, I'm telling you, I am the guy at Westwood One. I'm telling you, who do you want to talk to?
So
Dennis?
I should be talking to you when I negotiate all the shows with Westwood One?
No. You know what? Right now, you don't have to talk to Dennis Green. You don't have to talk to any of those guys. You don't have to talk to Joel. You don't have to talk to anybody. You talk to me. You want to run the show from 10 to 2 tomorrow? Go ahead. I'm giving you the approval on behalf of Westwood One. Because it's my contract with Westwood One and Mike's contract with Westwood One.
Can I have it indefinitely?
You mean indefinitely live?
Yeah, you can have it.
You can have it for the duration of whatever this contract is.
Without having to pay an extra amount?
No. I'm sorry, Manny. You might want to give him that. No. This show is valuable.
Okay.
All right, listen, here's what we're talking about.
Not for the trial. If you want to try it for a week and see if you like it, but indefinitely, you're trying to screw us.
No, I'm trying to nickel and dime us.
Here's the real deal. The real deal is now in our new syndication deal, no longer can stations take this show for free or in barter. They have to pay cash for it. And it's cash based on market size.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of money that we would charge a market like Wichita would not break your budget.
Not at all.
Not in the least. And what you're saying is the real reason that you won't put it on live is because you don't want to have to pay for it.
No, that is a consideration. The other thing is, what do I put on in the afternoon?
We've told you.
Put Liddy on.
God damn it.
Just on the FM. Put Liddy on.
God damn it.
You're already getting his show for barter. He doesn't give a crap what time his show's on.
Well, again, it's not a decision I can make with you right now.
Otherwise, it's been an awful long time since we've had to do this, but we'll do it. We'll do something bad that'll make you cancel us.
You guys, I really don't have anything to say. I mean, I can't make a decision with a 30-minute phone call.
You know, yes, sure you can. We're saying
it's not a 30-minute phone call. It's a it's tomorrow.
An hour phone call.
It's tomorrow. You have to make the decision by tomorrow.
And all we're saying is for 1 week on the FM station, flip the shows.
Yeah, you said you want a trial run. You said that.
Try it for a week.
Try it for a week. See how you like it. We can't do it indefinitely, but see how it goes.
See what kind of feedback you get. For a week, you could do it for free. Why can't you do that? Won't cost you a dime.
Then if you want to flip back, it's your prerogative.
Again, I can't make a decision on that right now.
All right. Who can?
Who can?
Tony, this is radio, okay, man? We are talking to you on the air. We need to fill our radio time.
Who can make the decision then? If you don't make it, tell us who the man is who makes the decision.
If you want to call me after your show is over here, we can certainly talk.
No, I like talking this way because this is the way I get the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to jump through hoops and talk bull ass. I've already told you. You want to run the show live, yeah, you got to pay for it. But the rate that we would charge a market the size of Wichita wouldn't kill you. But beyond that, if you want to just run it for a week or for 2 weeks to see what kind of response you get, you can do that for free.
Yeah, try it as an experiment. And let us know.
Because we want to be on live in Wichita because it would best serve KFH. For the show to be live, it would mean better ratings for KFH.
I know what you're saying. I mean, I totally understand what you're saying.
All right, then think about it. So you don't have to make the decision right now. Think about it overnight. I guess we'll know tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll know tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock when we sign on. I don't think what we're asking for is unreasonable.
No, I don't either.
1 week.
Especially when you're talking about the 1 week trial balloon here.
Yeah.
Yeah, what, do you disagree?
Yeah, I don't like doing things on trial basis. Either we make a decision, do it, or don't do it.
Well, maybe you can do that, too.
You know, and that is a decision we haven't come to yet.
And that's what, because of money?
Let me put you on
hold for just a moment and tell you the amount of money that we're talking about.
Okay.
I'm going to guess based on what we're getting in New York and Philadelphia.
Okay. Yeah,
In Seattle and Portland and right. Las Vegas and the other stations that we're being paid on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mike, here's... This is what... Don't you agree that's probably about the going rate?
That's what I would figure.
All right, hold on.
I don't know for sure, but that's what I would figure.
Hold on a second, please. Let me take you off the air. All right, I'm going to turn my mic off for a second.
All right, now Don's going to talk to this guy. Because, I mean... I think that's what it's coming down to. And, you know, we have been on and successful in Wichita for such a long time.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's what we're, you know, we're talking about something that we ought to do.
Seems like a pretty easy decision.
Is he gone?
No, I gave him the figure.
All right.
So what? Is that figure too much for you?
It's reasonable, but again, I have other shows that I have to consider in the afternoon. If I'm going to pay another show... That's what I'm looking at. It's just,
well, I mean, you know, 3 or 4 months. I mean, a lot can happen to a radio station in 3 or 4 months. That's ridiculous.
You're a dick. I mean, what I've given you is, I'm sure, a rate lower than Westwood One is going would charge you.
We're never going to get satisfaction out of this conversation. I know the time.
Listen, just keep running the show on tape delay then, and we'll keep urging the people of Wichita who listen to us to give the ratings credit to other stations that are not owned by your company.
But, all right. I don't talk about Arbitron. I mean, it's not something I like to do, so.
Right. Okay.
All right. Who says I'm talking about Arbitron?
Yeah.
Who else says ratings in this market?
Well, all I know is that I'm going to just find I'm going to say, when you listen to the Don and Mike show, remember it's on whatever another radio station is that's not KFH.
We don't normally talk about Wichita a lot, but we can.
We can talk about it every day.
It's very important. We are trying to create a network that is live. That's what we're trying to do with this show.
And yeah, and you know what, Tony? F you if you don't think this show is worth paying for.
It's not that I don't think it's worth paying for. It's what we can afford to pay for.
You can't afford to pay the amount that I just gave you?
No.
You say you can't afford that?
I cannot.
Then we got to go somewhere where we can.
Yeah. Then you know what? Then we're going to have to break the contract. Because I want to tell you something. I'm going to tell everybody right now in Wichita, and this might be embarrassing, but the figure that I threw out was $20,000 a year.
Right.
$20,000 a year to run a show in Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah, I think I understand what the deal is. They're reasonable.
You know what?
Again, that's not the only reason why.
Westwood,
there's other things that, you know, afternoon drive.
No. $20,000. That's what it really comes down to, is $20,000. You don't think this show is worth $20,000? You don't mean to tell me over 5 years this show has not...
This show has not billed...
You just said you can't afford it.
This show has not billed well into seven figures for you over the last 5 years. You've not made at least $1 million on this show over the last 5 years that we've been syndicated, that we've been number 125-54?
$1 million, I don't know. That's...
Would you say we've made $750,000 in revenue?
The show alone, I'd have to look at the figures and see. I mean, you know, I'm not going to doubt.
Well, he'd never let you know if he did or he didn't.
All right, let's slow it down. Let's say that the show's made $500,000 in 5 years in revenue, and you've not had to pay since you've done it on barter. Would you agree that our show has billed $500,000 in 5 years for you?
Certainly. I mean, we can agree on that, but again, I'm not saying
that's
putting words in my mouth.
No, we're not putting any words in your mouth. We're just trying to get the facts straight.
If you go there, that means you've made, on average, $100,000 a year on this show. And that's a minimal bottom line. You're not willing to pay one-fifth of that for the show? For the right to carry the show live so the people of Wichita can participate in the show? We're supposed to just keep giving it away to you and giving you number one ratings and letting you make, and incidentally, I think it's closer to $1 million than $500,000.
Absolutely.
We're just supposed to keep giving it to you?
How many of your other affiliates have all gone to live versus the state of tape
delays? We got it for you right here.
Hold on. Give me the book.
Less than half.
Give me the book.
Tony, you know what's amazing? Hey, Tony, what's amazing to me is how you know certain figures, but you don't know others. Like, you couldn't tell me what this show bills, roughly. But yet you can immediately know our network, what shows are, you know,
you wanna know
are delayed.
Paying? You want to know who's paying and who's moved us? Here you go. Washington, D.C. Baltimore, Maryland. Burlington, Iowa. Reno.
How many of those are CBS Infinity owned stations?
Let me see.
We can leave those out, probably.
Burlington, Iowa is not CBS-owned. Reno is not CBS-owned. Spokane is not CBS-owned. Iowa City, Iowa is not CBS-owned. Seattle, Washington is owned by your company and is a station that is paying us. Portland, Oregon, well, that's CBS-owned.
All right, that's CBS-owned.
Virginia Beach, Virginia is not CBS-owned. Lake Charles, Louisiana, not CBS-owned. Austin, Texas, not CBS-owned. Little Rock, Arkansas, not CBS-owned. San Francisco, California, that is. Las Vegas, that is. Harwich Port, Massachusetts.
I think that's Cape Cod.
Those are all stations that are paying for it.
That's 10 out of what, 50?
Hold on. Let me just. You want me to count them up again? I'd be glad to.
Tony, wait a minute. You know, you sit here. You know, we've had these conversations
six,
with you before.
Seven.
You know, honest to God, what is there any kind of eight, do worms ten, like you have seven, any loyalty 12, at all?
13.
Is there any 14, appreciation for the numbers and 15, the work we've done in Wichita at all?
15.
Is there, Tony? I'm asking you a question. 15. Wait a minute. I'm asking you a question.
We got a break.
Is there any loyalty at all?
We got a break. We got a break.
I guess you don't want to answer that question.
You asked me if there's any loyalty?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there is. I mean, I'm a fan of the show.
Well, then you sit here and you're nickel and dime us.
And like I said, I would love to run it.
We got a break. We got a break. You're a dick. you're a dick, and someone...
You're a dick, and I'm tired of guys like you getting our show, you know, getting our show for absolutely nothing, and making money on it, and making, you know, making your nut on it, and then just copping this attitude with us. F you.
Let the listeners know, the reason they're not hearing the show live in Wichita is that KFH won't pay $20,000.
That's not the only factor, Don.
Yeah, well,
that
whatever.
Is a bull ass. You're a liar. F you. Rot in hell, douchebag. Give me a list of radio stations in Wichita that are not owned by Entercom Broadcast.
That would like to have the Don and Mike show for free. Okay?
Yeah, we'll give there it to go. The next station for free.
Absolutely.
Okay? We'll be back. Well, hold on. Here we go, right here. If you're listening to the Don and Mike show, you're listening to it today on KKRD. 107.3.
We'll find out all about those stations.
Or if you're listening today in Wichita to the Don and Mike show, you're listening on KRZZ 96.3. Or you're listening on T95 KICT. Yeah, I bet one of those stations wants this show.
Sure.
For free.
You know, it's these guys where they own the 7 stations in a market. You know, they go in there and they have this little conglomerate.
Dumbass.
Unbelievable.
Dumb douchebag. Dumb douchebag. Die! Pig! We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
With a zero-tolerance policy for everything, the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry to double up. We're running so late today. We got to double up on spots. Let me just say, we'll take a call 100 right now. You want a chance to win $20,000, what it would cost to run the show in Wichita.
Yay!
Guess the celebrity burp.
Very good. Yeah.
Call 1-800-877-365-3636. Dial recklessly. Sorry to jam all these commercials at the end, but it was, you know, it's that dickhead program director.
Yeah, they'll do that to you.
If you are listening to us in Wichita, this is an offer that is as serious as cancer. Serious as cancer. Clear Channel Radio Station, KKRD 107.3, Top 40. Clear Channel, KRZZ 96.3, Classic Rock. First Media Station, T95, KICT. Any of those three stations. You want to run the Don and Mike Show from 10 to 2 live? You want to run it free? Call me at WJFK.
Bingo.
I'm the program director. Call me and ask for me at WJFK.
Your meals, your room.
We'll break the deal with KFH. KKRD, KRZZ, KICT. Call now. You get the show for free.
We don't need an S tape.
Call 100. We'll be right back. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't remember being surrounded by so much happiness. Wait to come back tomorrow.
Amen, brother.
Good day to you, sir. I said good day. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's try to give away $20,000 now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right. Hi, my friend. Who is this?
This is Jim from Manassas.
All right. Jim, we're doing great. Jim, first let me tell you that you, my friend, have won a CD 10-pack of your favorite greatest hit CDs from EMI Music, including the Beach Boys, Bob Seger, and Queensryche.
Yay! Incredible. I love you guys.
These CDs and others are available at FYE. Now.
Thank you very much.
Here we go. The celebrity burp. It's a real celebrity burping on the telephone for us.
Okay.
You identify the celebrity. It's a one-time offer of $20,000.
You've come down.
I'm going to do my best.
Earlier, that was worth $100,000.
Well, because $20,000 is what it would cost KFH to run the show in Wichita. And that really, the more we think about it, the more we realize that's really the reason they're not.
Oh, absolutely.
They're
idiots.
So, for $20,000, we'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Good luck.
Caller, name this secret celebrity burp.
There. There it is. How do you like our fill-in Dude Walker, huh? You like that, huh?
Caller, name this secret celebrity bird.
Yes, sirree.
Thank you. There it is. Okay, here you go. No pressure. Not like I'm going to be in enough trouble already today when I get off the air when Westwood One calls and says, what the F are you doing?
Right.
But you can win $20,000 if you can tell us who that is. Your clue is, it's an entertainer, and he or she is an actor or an actress.
Is it the Body by Jake guy?
The Body by Jake guy. Can you be more specific?
I don't know his last name. Jake, you know who I'm talking about, Don. No, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry we cannot confirm or deny.
I am
because
sorry.
You were unable to give us the celebrity's name.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Thank you.
We're all sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you. You almost won $20,000.
Close one.
Wow. Very close.
Come on, people.
I could have used that.
It's not Jake Steinfeld.
Dog quit.
Or is it?
Come on. No, it was Rob. It couldn't be now, Rob.
Shut up, Rob.
That would be a violation. Rob, it's difficult enough.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You hateful humps.
Please remember. Please remember. Celebrities.
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 Well, celebrity, you know, that's an unknown term there.
If we had news on today, it would be brought to you by Hard Times Cafe.
Yes.
Great food, good people, cheap prices. Get yourself the Hard Times for some soul-satisfying chili. Big old chili dog, half-pound char grilled burger. Check hardtimes.com for your neighborhood location. As a matter of fact, Buzz, I think we'll have a couple of minutes for some news headlines, and we'll come right back.
Okay? This is the Don and Mike Show.
These people.
H to the Izzo, the Don and Mike Show.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, as if former Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry didn't have enough problems, his current wife says she moved out on the guy over a week ago, that she needs time to consider her future, the seasons of a woman's life.
Mayor Barry will be joining us on the show tomorrow to discuss
excellent
the drugs that were found in his car.
Yeah, he's denying all of it.
Barry,
and he's got some very interesting excuses.
He says he'll fight to keep Cora.
Fight.
We can't imagine what might have happened if Maryland had lost. As it was, they beat Indiana to become the NCAA champs last night. There was
how you feel? The fans are pissed off. Okay.
Yeah, Miss Cora.
There was still trouble in College Park, Maryland last night. Bottles thrown, fires set. One including the main drag and another on fraternity row for the fires. The worst looting was at a bicycle shop that has 30 fewer bikes today. 4 dozen people.
Bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle.
You and your gang have an alibi for last night,
yeah.
Don?
Yeah, were you out there?
At the bike shop?
Right.
And the fires?
4 dozen people arrested.
Then, you know, then going down on a few people.
Oh, no.
Most bottles and 8-tier gas, but some kept their senses of humor, spending the evening just chanting, "We're number two." Georgia's not the only place where bodies that were supposed to be cremated weren't. In Miami, a new lawsuit claims a funeral home there embalmed as many as 600 bodies and sent them to a university for research.
Oh, Christ, another bad investment we made.
I don't understand that. Now, that money was secure, and we were going to help kids.
It wasn't the best opening day ever for nearly 3 million New York Yankees fans. Games that once aired on cablevision now blacked out, prompting some fans to buy satellite dishes and others to listen to radio.
Christ, I talked to, of all people last night, Danny the Dwarf.
Right. And that you can't get the game?
He called me up last night. He says, "Are you watching the Yankees game?" And I said, "Well, I didn't because I was at work, but I've got the thing on DirecTV. I got the baseball thing." Mm-hmm. And he said, "The game wasn't on the YES Network."
Why?
A Buzz?
Right. Well, they were unable to strike a deal with at least the Cablevision subscribers. I thought they'd had a deal.
Do you know how many people they're screwing in New York?
So that's like 3 million people.
Yes, that's right.
That wanted to get the YES Network couldn't watch the Yankee game yesterday.
The opener. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And people trying to lose weight may gain money. The IRS has ruled that expenses for some weight loss programs
are tax deductible.
Kiss my ass.
I mean, they'll pay for my cigarettes?
Maybe. In sports, Sacramento takes a four-game winning streak into tonight's game in Memphis. Kings are a game and a half ahead of the Lakers. Guys, the league's best record. There's the dance.
Guys, you know what? You got to stop doing the Sacramento dance. You got to start doing the Tony Douching Wichita dance.
You have to come up with a new dance.
Oh, yeah.
The Lakers are in Washington to take on the Wizards, who are 2.5 games out of the last playoff spot in the Eastern Conference.
I'm not going to do that dance with Mike.
Interesting new dance. And finally,
it's very gay.
The number of people watching the Osbournes on MTV is climbing into the territory normally reserved for primetime traditional network TV shows.
My wife don't get that show. I made her sit down and watch it with me.
Right.
And she sat there and she said, what is so funny about this? It was the one where the neighbors are making all the noise next door, and Ozzy just keeps sleeping on the couch through it. And she said, what is it about? I said, I don't know. I love it.
Ozzy sleeps on that show even when his eyes are open.
The reality show about an aging rock star and his family debuted almost a month ago with the biggest premiere audience in MTV history, over 3 million people. Since then, the ratings have done nothing but climb, peaking 2 weeks ago at about 4.5 million viewers. Not every member of the household wanted to be part of the reality sitcom. Ozzy's oldest child, daughter Amy, decided to stay out of camera range. In fact, she hasn't even been mentioned in the first episodes. Yes?
We have to go.
Oh, okay. Well, then let me just say that tonight, Ozzy goes to a gym.
Toodaloo ass.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo
ass.
Will we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Members of the Don and Mike Show travel by Amtrak. Call 800-USA-RAIL to make your Amtrak reservation today. The Amtrak promise? This is the Don and Mike Show.